It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. I mean, tarps up.
The guy holding the thing is wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Well, I usually wake up the next day, take a big shit, and I'm fine.
That's my recovery period.
A big shit, my fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You yeah. have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Just stampeding down your throat into your belly.
Reminds me of Beethoven. Reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Inconceivable!
This fucker.
All systems go!
Hey, where are the white women at?
Four fried chickens and a Coke.
And some dry white toast, please.
That's a nappy head of those there. I'm gonna take that out.
It's too loud, you're too old.
It's pretty loud.
Yeah.
Finally posted to Facebook. Finally.
It's the Aristocrats.
Yeah.
Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I'm Derek. With me as always is Matthew.
Give me some mo.
Steven.
Yeah.
We have Sean.
Hello, my friend.
Shut up. And Kevin.
Word.
And special guest in studio, professional wrestler Jeff Cannonball.
Not that special.
Cannonball.
He's a musician too.
Don't you're a musician too?
Do a little bit.
And a promoter.
What do you play?
Not taking the promoter.
Are you an artist?
And a porn star.
What do you play?
Bass.
Me too.
He's also a bass fisher.
I'm a bass fisher. A vegan bass fisher. That's what I do.
He's vegan. He just gets them, has a conversation, and throws them back.
The only meat he eats is mine.
Exactly.
Oh, like penises.
I mean, does that count as meat?
No, it doesn't.
I mean, if you're offering.
Yeah.
So is everybody boiling their water?
No, I live in Middlesex County, you asshole.
Mine was a little murky, but not like...
My toilet water was murky,
yes.
But then again, it usually is.
Yes, I couldn't tell. I was like...
By murky, I was like by murky, you mean full of blood.
I flushed it like 6 or 7 times, and I was like, it's not getting any less murky. So.
I actually had a water company call up, because my town's on the map of boil, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But a water company, Shorelines, uh-huh. called me up, and they said, oh, you're good to go. Guzzle it up.
Nope.
You're like, nah, I'm going to go ahead and wait it out.
I'm going to wait till News 12 New Jersey tells me.
Can I go to the high school, pick me up a gallon?
Yeah.
You had me drink a glass of tap water earlier.
He wanted you to test it out.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get rid of you.
He wanted you to test the waters.
That's right.
I don't think that's fair.
Oh, he's dead.
Yes.
Short of amoebic dysentery, I have not had a problem with my water.
Wow.
Very good. For those who don't know, there was a
what water happened? Main break.
The main
what, like
exploded.
Neptune or something? Exploded?
Excuse me.
River.
From what Kev's girlfriend told me, the pipe bursted and a fisherman went missing all in the same
day. It just burst. It didn't burst. Really?
No. She said a dead man clogged it up and broke it.
That's what I also heard.
Well, that was a...
See?
From the same person.
30, from the same person. We were both there.
That was a 30-inch pipe.
Oh.
I think a...
He was a midget. Very, very small.
Well, unless he went in lengthwise, I don't think he would have clogged it up.
Yeah.
But they did replace the lines with some 12-inch pipe.
Divide that by 4 and you got me.
Yeah, let him use my 12-inch pipe.
Oh, boy.
So, yes, they're giving out water in our town, and we are told to boil water.
I was literally tempted, because I ran out of my gallon that I drink every day, just to go over here and go, oh, my God, I need water, just to get a free gallon.
Why not?
Might as well. I mean, fuck.
You just drive up, and they get, it's not even gallons of water. They're giving you cases of bottled water.
There are cases.
Really?
We literally got gallons. They actually brought a gallon to our house.
Did they ask really? Any for identification
no.
or anything?
No.
I'm in.
You just drive right up.
Yeah.
Both Jen and I went, and we each got a case, and we're going back tomorrow.
What if I go and just say, can I get a chicken sandwich? Small fry.
I think you've graduated to looting.
No, they actually have a system set up where you pull through the lot, and they have you pull up with your window down or your trunk open, and they throw it in and have you keep going.
That's it.
Where is this? Where is this at?
At Middletown North Middletown South.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Local reference.
I'm in.
However, a lot of people are pissed because down South Jersey, where they're also affected, they have no distribution centers whatsoever.
Oh.
Well, that's because they don't have the courteous ShopRite of Middletown. That's donating the water.
Is that who's doing it?
Well, the gallon of water that I received that they actually brought was like New Jersey State water.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's on the label.
It's like a white label, black text, NJ water.
Supplying for like 100 years or something. It said, yeah. Wow.
Watch your Instagrams because here comes Sean's label. New Jersey State water.
If you go to North, though, there's a big ShopRite truck parked out front.
Yeah.
And they're giving you cases of ShopRite water.
I'm in. Could totally use one of those. I'm kidding. I'm not going to work the system.
I'm going to try to do it.
I don't know why you wouldn't. I mean,
no reason not to.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're entitled as long as you live in the area, right?
I do.
No, you don't.
I live 20 minutes away, which means I'm technically...
You're like on the border, right?
No, not even. Like, I have to take a road, another road, and another road.
But here's the thing.
To a highway, to a parkway.
You spend time in this county, and you have medication that you have to take. So, come on.
Are we still on this?
What?
What kind of medication?
I don't know. That's what you tell them.
Allergy medicine.
Yes.
Dick pills.
I have medication I have to take. I'm in the county all day.
Erectile dysfunction.
I need bottles of water to take my medication.
I'm going
to
tell them I'm in the county ADED all day, every day, and I need my medication.
Did you say ED? Because I believe I did say you have erectile dysfunction. That's your medicine.
Well, the bottom line is you don't have to tell me anything. They'll just throw you water. It's okay.
I'm really going to ask.
Just have your trunk open. That's the only requirement.
I don't have a button. Dude, I don't even have automatic windows.
Neither do I.
I was gonna go, but I actually had a case of water in my car already that I that I purchased.
Which is weird.
So
it'd be funny if it was the ShopRite water. You're like, no, it was me. It wasn't here yet.
Mama Oceans just happened this week to stock up on like cases of water. Literally, you open a closet in our little, I guess it's a hallway, which is 3 feet long.
The cubby? Oh.
Yes. And it's just stacked high. I was looking for the paper towels for 20 minutes yesterday behind the water.
Nice.
Stockpile.
I never sweat getting paper towels before. Just moving cases of water.
Welcome to my world.
Which will soon be plus one more.
What?
What?
Huh?
Who?
Because I'm getting one more case of water.
I thought you were talking about...
Everyone else thought the same thing, that he was announcing a pregnancy.
What an awkward way to announce it.
I thought he was going to off himself. I went the complete opposite direction.
Well, Derek, from the way you talk to me, I might.
You should.
Fuck!
Sleep like a baby.
You know what I don't like? How none of my MK friends retweet ever.
You know what? Because your MK friends suck.
No, but they retweet everything that I post about Mortal Kombat. Every single thing.
Just put hashtag Mortal Kombat.
Well, I'm going to have to do that.
Well,
we're going to talk about MK today.
Well, Matthew, those are not your real friends because they do not support you.
Maybe they don't support the show because we're all horrible racists.
Matt,
who gives a shit? They are too.
I am not a racist.
Matt, I am not a racist.
I'm a racist, but I'm not horrible.
I'm not a racist, but I can go in public. Matt, I'm going to... Really?
Yeah.
All right, fuck you guys. Let's go.
Just talk over, Sean.
You know, speaking of poisonous, disgusting water...
Uh-huh.
I went to a... beer festival yesterday.
Beer fest.
Oh.
Yes. And I participated in that beer fest.
Which is the reason why I went, really.
Yeah. To support your friend.
So, as soon as I walked in there, people were dancing in a in hose sprinkler water system.
Yeah.
I was like, isn't that poisonous?
And not only that, isn't that illegal?
Yeah.
There's just people's skin just acid-ing off.
As the guy's father was setting up the hoses, there was just a collective, I don't think you're supposed to do that. And he's just like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
And he just hooked one hose up to the fence, spraying into the yard, and then one hooked up to the tent where they were playing the games under, spraying the other way. And it was spraying into beer and stuff, and I just kept having to dump cups out because I was afraid of, you know, dysentery.
Yeah. I don't know
what it is. But yeah, Steve, we had a good time, right? We got some pictures, some video. It's all up on the Facebook there.
Yeah, I've been posting like crazy. It was actually really cool. I like how they had it all worked out. And the guy, his name is Steve Trezza. He is the resident of the home.
The organizer of the event.
The organizer of this event.
Great. So is there anybody under 21? Now he's arrested.
Well, no, there isn't. They have security that checks.
They have security.
Yeah.
Were they large? Very tan.
No. Well, yeah, actually, they were tan, but not that tan.
This is an officially sanctioned event.
Yeah.
By, like, the township.
It's a major league.
Was there a licensing notice on the fence?
No.
Then I'm out.
But the guy handling the kegs had a shirt that said Major League Beer Events, and it was all official. 12 teams. I think they said something like 16 kegs. 11 events.
Dude, it seemed like endless cans of beer, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Endless.
Well, certain games required cans, so they had a lifetime supply of Keystone set up there.
Now, does his family work in the liquor business?
I have no idea.
Because Matt, I think Matt said that he knows a Burke family that owns a liquor.
No, there's a Trez's liquor store.
That's what I meant.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
Yeah.
Maybe he is.
Huh.
I'd stand to say there's a pretty good chance if somebody with the same last name who owns a liquor store is running an event that is just
technically had the idea for Beer Fest before Beer Fest came out.
Yes.
Have you ever shopped at Trez's liquor store?
Never.
I don't. The Trezza that ran this was very white. The people who run the Trez's operation.
It was sold to them.
Very well could have been.
It was.
Yeah?
Yeah. The Trezza sold it and those people bought it.
Those people.
And they decided not to change the name.
Yeah, because that's a smart thing to do. Yeah.
Ah, it's too expensive to change.
Just like,
new sign.
Here's a local reference.
Local
Middletown reference. Pizza had existed in my town for...
Just yours.
Since Middletown.
Many, many, many decades.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay, and in the last year or so, they sold it.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Middletown Pizza is a pretty, it's a pretty solid name. They changed it to Little... Rocco's.
Oh. Little Rocco's chicken, barbecue, and pizza.
Little Rocco's, L-I-L. Like, really? Like, I now live in a town where there is a Little Rocco's pizza. Like, that's
just
like...
Do you think, like, an old white couple drive by and go, oh, there's blacks there. Let's go. Keep driving.
Little Rocco's.
We'll go to Pizza Hut.
Which, by the way, I went in there.
Oh, boy.
Horrible.
I can imagine.
I got fried chicken. The first thing on their sign is chicken.
Yeah.
It's Little Rocco's chicken
and
barbecue, pizza. So I'm like, all right, I'm going
to
get some chicken. So I got like a little fried chicken dinner.
Yeah.
Took them forever to make it. They didn't take credit cards, so I had to go find an ATM.
What?
And then it was all like burnt.
Were you one of those people that literally said, do you know where there's an ATM?
Yeah, I was like, I guess, is there an ATM?
I just would have like.
He's like, there's a bank right there. I'm like, oh, all right.
I just went with, this place is the drizzling shits.
That's what I should have just left. And
hashtag. And I would've just, drizzling shit. Yeah, love it.
You had to literally burn more calories
to
get money to pay for the food that you ate.
Exactly.
Yeah, wow. So I guess it's going to be Valentino's in Naples for me.
Yeah.
There are three pizzerias on the same street within yelling distance from each other in my town.
And I wouldn't be able to eat at any of them.
Oh.
No,
I'm sure they have a great salad selection.
I'm sure they have a great salad.
You're
speaking
of, they probably do.
Really?
Yep. Fattest vegan in the world.
Fattest
vegan.
When
in
I
the
first
world.
Met Jeff, he said, "Yeah, I'm a vegan." And somebody else just chimes in and goes, "How are you a vegan?
Hey man.
And how are you so fat?
Hey man.
It's all on ours.
The brontosaurus was a vegetarian." Well,
but the best part was after he asked him, "How are you so fat?" He just looks at him in a dead face and goes, "Carbs."
Hey, I just got one thing to say, man. Vegan cupcakes.
Vegan cupcakes too. That's why I got them tattooed on my body.
Is there a reason you're vegan or just?
No, I've been vegetarian for 10 years now. I realized yesterday.
Then
tried to do vegan. It didn't work out. And then I lost a bunch of weight and figured, fuck it, and I'll go vegan. And
now, is there any reason that you've done this selection of lifestyle?
What Derek just asked.
No. Why he became this overall? Like, why you went from a meat-eating baby.
A meat-beating,
meat-eating.
I think you hit your
mind. Meat-eating 14-year-old to a vegetarian.
What started the whole thing?
Getting into punk rock, and there's a bunch of like vegetarian, vegan bands and stuff. So you don't even give a shit about the animals. Well, no, then I started reading about the whole animal thing. That's when it happened.
Man. It is pretty serious.
Poser.
We just, discussed, I think last week, that we were going to have a contest or something where we were going to show the PETA videos of all the animals being slaughtered and have women eating like burgers and fried chicken and stuff.
Was that
while
a contest or just porn?
Nah, we were just going to try.
I'm pretty sure that was going to be a pornography for me.
Yeah, probably.
If there's one thing Sean loves, it's slaughtering animals, chicken nugget eating porn.
Are you talking in third person?
No. There's another Sean on the show. He's coming next week.
Who?
Yeah, after he loses his
Sean
job.
Dirt?
So, yeah.
If anybody's firing him, it's me.
Yes. Never hired.
So, yeah, so Beer Fest.
Did you get a chance to see the pictures, Derek?
Yeah, I saw them because I kept getting a notification every time
I'm
I was
like,
posted.
I'm going to turn that off.
Every goddamn day.
The village people ended up winning.
That was pretty good. And I think the ones who called it in the most, were all the teams represented on the page? Or there was probably a couple more.
No, there was a couple more. I didn't get a chance.
Okay,
to the
ones that called it in the most, I think, were the Ducks.
Yeah. Because
they were just wearing T-shirts that said Ducks.
Yeah, but what I liked about it is, like, at least they all had different names on their backs. They had. Like,
that's fine, but they should have at least brought some hockey gear.
I agree with that.
At least called Emilio Estevez and see if he would coach him.
I was just
going to
say, get like a fat Hispanic kid.
He follows me on Twitter. I probably could have got a hold of him.
I want to take a quick detour on the Village People comment.
Really?
Yes.
No, not you. He really follows you on Twitter?
Oh. He does. Because I made fun of him, and he follows me.
Excuse me, I need my phone.
quick detour on the Village People. Steve number one used to work with a guy who is legitimately friends with and hangs out with Felipe Rose, a.k.a. the Indian from the Village People.
That is so ironic because I took a picture with this guy. I think his name is Todd. I don't know. Actually, no, his name is Blake. And he was the Indian from the Beer Fest Village People.
Wow.
Wow.
That's pretty similar.
That you guys are kind of somehow connected.
Yeah,
we are.
Cosmically.
So there was a team of Village People. There was the Mighty Ducks. There was Team Jorts, which was just a bunch of guys in jean shorts.
Which, by the way, when did jorts become so offensive?
I don't know. Nobody fucking likes them.
I used to wear them like in high school. I kind of don't wear them anymore. I go for like the cargo shorts. But all of a sudden, I think it was listening to Z100 or something. Ooh. And they were talking about how horrible guys with jorts are and how they would never date someone who wore jorts. I'm like, when did that become so offensive?
Can I read you a text from yesterday that I sent?
Can you?
There's another wrestler named Mike Dennis.
Oh, God.
And he texted me and said, you know, what are you doing tonight? And I said, you know, I'm just chilling, going to get some dinner. And, you know, what are you doing? And this is the direct text that he sent me. I said, okay, we'll be, you know, I'm going to be chilling at my place. If you want to come by, I'm going to get some dinner.
It better be fucking funny.
Yeah, because you're killing me, Sean.
Yeah.
And he was with his lady friend, and he said, okay, I'll tell her. Going to try to get out of here as quick as I can. There's a bunch of losers, and one's definitely wearing, he wrote, jean shorts, parentheses, jorts.
Okay, it's funny. That are definitely funny.
From the late 80s, and I'm going to kill these assholes.
Nice.
You know what I think killed jorts is when Dickie started like coming out with their shorts. That kind of killed off the whole jorts.
You know what killed jorts?
Shorts.
When Raven retired from wrestling. I used to wear them all the time.
I used to wear them all the time because I grew up as a fat kid.
Wow.
And the number one thing you do as a young fat kid, being I was probably 5'5", you get really, really long jorts.
Jinkos,
Boss, FUBU,
come down your pipes,
anything,
South Pole,
pipes, South Pole, anything you can buy that's denim that's long just takes the attention off the belly.
Yeah, and, does it?
Bits,
and
which
let's
are
bring the,
short
let's bring
for
the
bitch
attention
tits.
Back to Beer Fest.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Steve.
You really want to talk about Beer Fest?
You really do.
Because he wants to promote it.
Because you went to one goddamn cool thing in your life, and then you want to talk about it for 10 years.
Well, just for the record, I enjoyed the jorts conversation.
Yeah,
I really did.
I don't know why jorts are offensive, and I don't know why talking about them.
And I went shopping, and there was a rack that said jean shorts, $10. I'm like, oh my god, I can't wear those.
I still have a pair that I stopped wearing last year because I tweeted a picture of a guy behind me wearing a Stone Cold shirt, riding a motorcycle. And I'm like, dude, Stone Cold's behind me as a joke. And the only response I got was, why is that a fucking guy wearing jorts? And it was like a year ago. And I'm like, what?
You went home and just cried and folded your shorts?
I think he's the only guy who can get away with them nowadays.
I held my shorts in front of me like a soldier crying over the flag.
Why hast thou forsaken me?
I just looked at him and said, this is not goodbye. It's a see you later.
I folded mine up like I was at like Arlington National Cemetery, and I put them deep in my drawers, and I was crying.
The logo is only visible in the
I framed them and hung them up.
The jorts now become I guess I need to wash all my other shorts.
I'm not going anywhere public today. I'm just staying at home, so I guess I'll wear these.
Those are like, yeah, laundry day.
I actually do not own a pair of shorts that I could wear out.
Because of shorts?
No, because he's pale as shit.
That too. No, I do. I just don't own a pair of shorts anymore.
The skin from his knee down will melt.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure everything in your closet is just black.
It is. No, it straight up is.
Can you just get black jean shorts?
But I don't wear shorts.
No, get the big ones. The big one. Trust me, they only show under your calf to your foot. It's like
maybe I'll just get really short jeans.
You know what, Kev? Next week, let's jort it up, me and you.
Jorts.
Next week, we're bringing jorts back.
I don't own any.
I'll wear mine, and you wear yours, and we'll take a picture.
But I might get a pair of jeans and cut them really short.
Oh yeah,
jort pride.
We'll start.
Doesn't count. Those are cut off.
We'll start the aristocrat jort revolution.
That's right.
Guess what? It's not going to work.
AJR.
I'll wear Daisy Dukes next week.
That's beautiful.
I literally just said that.
I feel like Matt's a cartoon character where if you open his closet, it's the same outfit over and over.
It's pretty close.
But it's like expensively like a rotating rack. And it's just all the same
thing. That would be awesome.
Black t-shirt, black button-up,
and he's
jeans.
Just sitting there going, I guess I'll wear this today.
What color is your underwear?
Oh, my God.
Actually, varies.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Whatever's cheapest.
Sorry for squeaking. Sorry for squeaking.
Really? I got like some blue.
Matt's
some
got
blue
some
boxes.
Crazy silk something underneath.
They are. Hold on. Let's see.
They're like fluorescent yellow. Oh, God.
Oh, they're black.
They're black?
They're black. They're fucking black.
But I do have some blue ones.
They're really, really. It's like that shirt you look at and go, is that black or dark blue?
Yeah.
It's one of the two.
They might be dark blue. Because black is dark blue.
So anyway, there was Team Jorts. There was the Sons of Anarchy, which were just a bunch of guys in Sons of Anarchy t-shirts with the sleeves cut off, wearing bandanas. Yeah.
That sounds like a hootin' party to me, right?
This one was good. It was the Power Rangers.
Oh.
But they didn't dress as the characters from the Power Rangers. One person was Walker, Texas Ranger. One was a New York Ranger. One was a Texas Ranger. One was a Ford Ranger.
That's awesome.
I forgot what the other one was.
I love that idea.
That is a really good
idea. Such a creative idea.
Yeah, so they were Team Power Rangers.
What was your team?
We were the Natives from the Gangs of New York.
Oh, boy.
Mm. Well, oh, that sounds fun.
We all had dirty button-ups, top hats or bowler hats. Yeah, fuck you. What were you? Oh, wait. You didn't show up because you didn't feel good.
I was sick. I told Steve earlier, I literally slept for like 14 to 15 hours yesterday.
I'm going to admit I probably wouldn't have gone, but nobody told me.
Well, nobody expected you to go anyway.
I told you last week.
I knew you weren't going to go, and I knew Derek wasn't going to go.
Last week. Anyway.
Last week.
Kev, I really enjoyed following your team around because...
Really? Because every video I saw was just all Kev's team and all my friends just doing bad.
Just
that's
it
why
up.
I enjoyed it.
Well, we got off to an early lead, and then when Steve showed up for beer pong, which was the last game that we really won while Steve was there.
Why didn't you show up on time? I literally saw a Facebook message that said, I'm here. Why did you not leave this house then?
In defense of Steve, information was a little skewed, and I had to, like, even at the house, I had to fight to find the address.
I actually drove around in circles for a while, because when you get the address, it actually takes you to a different part of Leonardo when you actually want to go towards, it's actually Highlands.
So was it anywhere off that U-turn right after the big bridge?
What?
There's that bridge in Leonardo?
No.
By
we can discuss this off air.
Anyway,
and then I think
that big bridge in Leonardo. What?
There's one bridge.
The overpass for the army train, navy train.
No.
Yes.
It wasn't. It's
oh.
Another.
Well, I almost lived there. In case anybody's wondering. Moving on.
We're not. Trust me.
Is that where you're
under a bridge?
Well, no, you take the U-turn.
Shooting up heroin?
Second left, first right.
Oh, I thought you lived under a bridge.
So anyway, Kev, I enjoyed watching your team.
He's wrestling.
Because I had so much hope for you guys every time, and you were such a letdown.
Something stupid happened
every
game we lost.
Yeah, Chalk and Blake suck at quarters.
Well, it's a good thing that we lost before I got up, because I would have been worse than that. But the first game was line chug. It was just a bunch of just regular chugging, and then the boot at the end.
How did you win that?
We won that.
Oh, of course. You have Chalk on your team.
Then there was Flong, which was me and Blake against Team 007, which was just all characters from James Bond.
You guys smoked that, right?
Oh, yeah. We killed that.
Oh.
And then it was Beer Pong, where it was me and Matt Gall against two of, I think, the Sons of Anarchy.
That one sounds kind of shaky.
We won.
Okay.
And
was it a clear win, or was it like a kind of, it was close?
It was down the last cup. Steve actually walked up as I sunk the last cup.
You sunk it.
I sunk
you want to high five it?
Maybe later. Save it.
The one thing I noticed about Gall,
pocket for later.
Gall is really good at sinking the pongs.
Really?
Gall's pretty good at sinking
the last
pongs.
Time I saw Gall sink a pong, the fucking police walked in.
Yeah.
Go on.
That's
what
the
else?
Story the time. We went 3-3 with the cups, me and Gall each. Mm. We then lost our first loss, which was baseball, which is the dumbest drinking game I've ever seen. But we lost to Mystery Inc., which was just all people dressed as characters.
I actually
Scooby-Doo.
Went to school with a couple of guys from that. Yeah.
Was,
I actually knew quite a few people
was
there from school.
Velma,
I just ignored them.
Was Velma a guy?
Yes.
Oh, thank God. I would have felt so bad if
which
I
one was Velma? The orange?
Orange.
Yeah, that was a
guy. Thank Jesus, because I would have felt so bad if I asked and you said no.
And I'm going to go ahead and put this out there. The guy dressed as Velma was more attractive than some of the girls that showed up, including one that was stalking one of my teammates.
I noticed there was actually a lot of girls
whoa,
there.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Let's go on.
There was actually one point where I looked at the tits of the guy dressed as Velma, and I'm like, well, look at those tits. Oh, that's a dude.
Look at that ass on Velma. That's a guy. That's a penis.
I was actually surprised.
Wait, was there a Daphne? I didn't see the picture.
Yeah.
Was there?
Was an actual girl.
Was she?
And I, as far as I know, the only girl that participated in the whole
could she
event.
Part?
No, I think there was a whole team of girls.
Oh, I'm
no.
sorry. Was that
no.
Steve, I am sorry for
I've
talking.
I've seen a whole bunch of girls that
Sean, you've been talking the whole fucking time.
Seriously, Sean, you have been.
When the thing was when games would finish, there'd be a table open because we have to wait for the next round to start. So the people just hanging out and drinking would take the table over and start playing games. So if you saw girls playing, that's what.
Yeah, I seen a whole bunch of girls in bikini tops. I was like, when are they playing them?
Yeah.
Was Daphne attractive?
She was a nice girl.
she have a great personality.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure she was lovely.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, she was a sweetheart. Yeah.
Go. What else happened?
I think the first game. Oh no, we played a game called Satellite, which is where there's a beer can on each corner of a table. And you have to throw a ball at it. We lost because Kevin Chalk dumped out his beer, and there was still beer in it, so we got disqualified. And is everything okay?
Keep going. Just keep talking.
Wait, so he dumped it out.
You had to chug your beer, and then when you were done with it, turn it upside down. He turned it upside down with too much beer left in it, so we got disqualified.
Kevin Chalk.
Yeah.
With too much beer.
But it was because the guy on the other team, it was Chalk's first time playing, and the guy on the other team said, turn it over. And Chalk just thought he was supposed to turn it over.
The one thing I did notice.
Trying
though,
to find
guys,
this buzz, I'm sorry. Yeah.
The one thing that I did notice that was good is you guys did strategize the good with the strengths of the team.
Yeah.
Like, Chalk is definitely probably the best at chugging the beers.
Yeah.
I literally have seen Chalk chug an entire beer in three gulps.
Yeah.
Oh, he murdered the boot.
He is like Ziggy from The Man Show. Throwback. Anybody?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's dead now.
Now, Steve got there for when shit really got interesting. The smallest guy on our team insisted on doing beer boxing. And what beer boxing is two guys sit on either side of the table. And they each roll dice. And whoever gets the lower number then has to drink a shot of beer. And you do this as many times as you can for 5 minutes. Take a two-minute break. And then do 5 minutes again. 2 minutes off. And then another 5 minutes. Last year, our team leader threw up into the shot glass.
Oh, how do how do you win this game?
It's whoever takes the least amount of shots by the end of it.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's better to roll a low number.
No, it's better to roll a high number.
It's essentially the way it's boxing is punches landed. The more high numbers you get, the more punches landed.
So the more shots you take, the less good you're doing.
So basically each shot is a punch to the face.
Now, T wanted to redeem himself by from throwing up into the shot glass last year. So he insisted that he play the game again this year.
Okay.
We're in the middle of round two, and T suddenly goes, no. Mm-hmm. And we're looking, what? And he goes, no.
Is that why they started counting?
And then he puts his fist to his mouth and begins to throw up through his fist, like one of those fake vomit things from a movie. It all just starts shooting out his palm all over the table, which prompts the other team and all the spectators to just jump back.
It was like squeezing a hose. It was like,
why the fuck do we get a video of somebody else doing it, not this?
Well, I actually almost caught the tail end of it because right before the round started, Kev's like, you might want to wait till the later rounds for someone to puke. I'm like, okay, good idea. Nobody expected this kid to puke in the second round.
And I'm not gonna downplay it. Taking shots of beer sucks.
Yeah.
Oh, it's the worst. I actually played games like that, and it gives you instant fucking headaches.
Fucking my friend Tom tried to do a quote-unquote power hour where you take a shot every minute on the hour. I literally made it to like 15. I was like, done. I'm going to throw up. So this is tough.
Wait, why is this tough? This is another thing I don't understand.
Oh, because you don't drink beer either because you're straight edge. You are a vegan straight edge.
So wait, why are shots of beer tough?
It's not so much the shot doing a shot of beer. It's the quantity that you have to drink very fast.
That, and if you're whoever fills up the glass doesn't pour it right, it's just foam.
It fills with foam.
I think I have video of it. The hard thing is this guy, T. Bird, jumped. He had to take, like, the first seven shots of the game.
Oh, okay, that's fine.
You know, so he's already essentially gotten his ass kicked before it even started.
Yeah. And it's then, more like gulps, and then in his not defense, yeah,
yeah, it was 99 fucking degrees out with
100%
humidity.
It was really
humidity.
Hot, and I wasn't even there.
And he ate a burger and macaroni and cheese right before the game.
Sounds like a good strategy.
Yeah. So once he pulls his fist away, he's just projectile vomiting beer and macaroni onto the table.
Did all that air that you take down too with the shots.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
See, was it edible?
Ooh.
The macaroni.
After he threw it up?
Yes.
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
He then told everyone to get back even further. He stood up and flipped the table and began to well up with tears because he was so disappointed in himself.
Wow.
So he made up for
did
last
did you
year,
continue after that? Or
yeah, yeah.
Did you just tell him, go away?
Our next game was the skill relay where...
Well, I actually cut in on this to try to help them because Burke in the skill relay had to funnel a beer. So I'm like, do you think that is a smart idea? He just puked. Taking
you,
shots of beer.
Did you tape it?
Yeah, I got it. That's on okay. the that's on the Facebook.
I watched it.
But
there was a point where I was supposed to be the one to funnel. But he was so, like, his pride was up so
high.
Oh,
yeah,
because
he has to redeem.
I
mean, I got to admit, you're great at funneling beer.
Yeah. Well, the video of the skill relay, I think, made it up to the Facebook. Midway through, Blake just, one of our teammates, Blake, ends up just eating shit for no reason.
Saw that.
Trips, does a barrel roll, ends up in a bush, calls us that game. But the way skill relay works is somebody runs up, drinks a beer, flips a cup, runs back, tags the next guy. Next guy runs up.
What do they do before that? Nothing? They just run.
You run to the table.
You just run.
Drink the beer, flip the cup. Next guy has to run up, drink, bounce a pong ball in it, then drink the beer,
ooh,
go back.
That sounds a little tough.
The next one is a mug chug, which is just a really large beer mug.
Which I'm pretty sure you saved chalk for that, did you?
Yes, yes. And then the last one is the funnel, to which the fifth teammate stands there holding the funnel for the guy who drinks it. And then they have to run back to the starting line hand in hand.
See, and you just figured T. Burke would be the great person for this, considering he just vomited.
Well, he didn't even do a bad job at it. Fucking Blake fucked it up.
Yeah.
Because he fell down for no reason.
You say one more bad word about Blake and I will smack you in the neck.
I love Blake, but Blake literally fell because a groundhog must have tripped him up.
Wow.
He fell for no reason.
It was. No, from what I heard, a groundhog popped up, grabbed his shoelace, and held on as tight as possible.
What?
Well, the video's on the Facebook. It's a must see. It's
yeah,
really
you have to see
fun.
It.
This is legit?
No, he yeah. slipped over nothing.
In his defense, though, when you guys do the bat relay, the person from the Mighty Ducks actually trips in that same divot, but didn't fall.
And then I'll fast forward through the rest. There's a game called Civil War. It's like beer pong, but with three sets of three cups on either side and three players on each side.
Okay.
There's the Dizzy Bat Relay, which I think the video's up
that
to that.
That video is on Facebook.
Where
everyone fell except for Kevin.
You bend over, you put your head on a bat,
yeah.
you spin
I
10
have
times.
To actually tell Ooh, you that.
What
you
was
did,
that show? Was that Wild and Crazy Kids?
Yes. And you did, Kevin, you did an exceptional job. You did very well. You just did the thing. You ran straight forward, kind of.
I found where the Dizzy was and tried to run against it. So if you look, I'm running almost sideways.
Yes. Well, my first thought was, why isn't Kevin wearing shoes?
Kevin's the only one that didn't fall down, so he looked like he did the best, but he actually fucked that up for the whole team because there was a point where he could have shoulder tackled his opponent.
I was
and
running,
laid the fucker
you
out.
You have size.
I was running to the table. The guy was running towards me, and I just dodged him. And then everyone seems like, you should just knocked him out.
If you would have knocked him out, they would have won that because the
Literally,
guy was not getting up.
I swear, with one hit, he would have been out.
Yeah.
And victory.
Yeah.
Somebody should have been a Wild and Crazy Kids team. Or a Double Dare team.
No, Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Okay, oh, can God. We do that next year? We have we have plenty of people here.
Olmec, right?
Two in which can drink
Olmec.
A lot. So let's do that next
rock.
Year.
Yeah. And then the other game was, I think, Flip Cup. And
Flong.
That rounded it out. Flong was game two. It ended up the finals where the Village People against Mystery Machine, and Village People won the whole thing.
Can we talk about Legends of the Hidden Temple?
If there was one at the end, I would have really preferred it to be the Mystery Machine versus the Village People. That's two of the best teams. Uh-oh.
Okay. There's an episode of Legends of the Hidden Temple where the Rock starts talking and it's like, Polynesians were known for, and the kid rings and he goes, Polynesians! And then his teammate, this girl, just gives him the dirtiest look
and
that you can imagine.
No, it was slanty eyes.
And then the Rock goes, that is not one of the answers.
You fucking idiot.
Fucking awesome.
I love that show.
Polynesians.
Every time I actually remember that episode. Yep. That was one of my religious childhood shows. Every time someone would jump out of the back, the little warrior guys, I would get so scared.
I would always get pissed because every time they ran the challenge at the end, I would always hope there would be none of them.
Turn the monkey's head. Just turn the monkey's head.
Oh, God. How frustrating was it when they had to put the fucking monkey together?
There's three parts. You're an idiot.
Which that show was entirely based off Funhouse, which was the 80s version of it.
I saw that, too.
That was a fantastic show. I always wanted to go on it.
How did they not recognize it was the goddamn torso? They always put the torso
always
first.
The torso.
And what the fuck is wrong with
hello? They're like, oh, why isn't this working? Because your fucking thing looks like an hourglass. It's supposed to be a monkey.
What do you got there?
That's just the intro for it. With that faggot. What's his name?
Oh, I hated that guy.
The Orange.
Hey, guys.
Iguana.
Am I the only one that doesn't know what the fuck you're talking about?
Because you're a loser. Are you fucking kidding? Because you're busy when you're, you know, 15, 16.
Getting pussy.
Jacking off
getting
in the bathroom.
Getting pussy. Fucking a stuffed animal.
Too yeah. busy. Fucking fifeful, as you say.
Pretending.
Fifeful.
Pretending to be cool watching sports.
What? It doesn't matter. I was getting fucking pussy and titties.
Were you?
And you guys were looking at
were you?
Nickelodeon game shows.
It was
big exactly.
Am I even right? Oh, my God. Shut his fucking mic off.
He really won't.
I've never heard him talk so much.
This
in my
is
life.
The most he's ever, yeah. ever talked.
And it's the shits.
And nothing's interesting. Sean just walked away, by the way. Yeah, so we're talking about
can we find out what this buzz is? Everybody take a time out. Turn the mics off.
Well, no. We got to keep them on. And I'll
by the way, I was trying to get through that a little faster. The whole beer fest.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took a while.
Jeff, do you know what we're talking about?
No, just turn your mics off one at a time, and then we'll see where it is.
I have no clue.
I also watched that.
Okay,
constantly.
Ready, guys?
All right, well, I'll just turn everybody.
Hello. Oh. Well, now I'm the only person left
I don't hear
show right now. It's gone now. It's Sean's dirty ass.
Let's hear.
Yeah.
Is this a game show that was... like had a whole bunch of like
there were several teams of two kids.
Look like Indiana
each
Jones background.
Had,
yeah.
Okay. There was a big fucking like Easter Island head thing that would talk to them.
Oh
and
man!
And all the teams were cool.
Okay.
All
right, I know what you're talking about now. I never watched it.
No neck.
Now speaking of Nintendo,
Sean is hopefully getting his larynx ripped out.
Nickelodeon game shows.
Nintendo game shows were awesome.
That's kind of what fucked me up. The one, what was that called? Nick Arcade.
Yes.
That's a great one.
Was there ever a actual new episode of Nick Arcade? Because I
do you
feel
mean?
Like it only ever aired at like 6 in the morning on the weekends.
No, it was on like 5 o'clock in the afternoon when it first started.
Yeah.
And I loved that show. I always wanted to go on the green screen and play the game.
When I went to Universal Studios and the Nickelodeon Studios, they film all their stuff there, mm-hmm. or they used to. I don't know what the hell they do now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there was a thing you can buy tickets and see a show get taped live.
Yeah.
And I'm all excited. You know, they don't tell you what it is.
Oh, God.
And it was some stupid, like, quiz show.
That
brain
never,
something.
It was never even on, huh?
No, it was on.
Brain Games?
No, that's something else.
That was from HBO.
Thing. Yeah.
I used
but
to love that.
It was, like, so dumb and so boring.
Yeah.
But
like
I was
like
on
the beginning
TV.
Of the show?
Was that?
Like the beginning of the show?
Yeah, kind of. It was like talking about
wow.
Beer Fest for 3 hours.
Actually, Ron of Fesha was just talking about when he was when he used to live down there and work down there, and he'd be like, you'd be in Universal and you'd just see people leaving the Nickelodeon studios covered in slime constantly.
When I was in
first
or second
Sean
grade, I went to a live.
Mouth.
Sorry, what?
You went to what?
I went to a live Nickelodeon show. I was in first or second grade, and it was hosted by the guy who did Nick Arcade. Whose name I don't remember.
Black
Mike.
God.
Mike.
Jamal.
Dave Chappelle. What did Mike something host? Because it was him.
Michael Malley.
Michael Malley was Guts.
And I remember they were picking people to go on stage, and it was like at like PNC or something like that. And my brother got picked, and I remember being furious with my brother because at the time this is when we hated each other and we were little kids. And now I, you know, love my brother.
I saw, but Michael Malley.
He
was
got to carry flags with Michael Malley, and I was furious with him for it.
Michael Malley was on an episode of Parks and Rec recently.
Yes, he was.
He's actually done a lot. He was on My Name Is Earl a lot.
I can't believe he's
and,
not dead.
He was on the sitcom Yes,
His hair is dead.
Wow.
Yes,
he always wears a hat. Always wears.
He was
a hat.
Bald in Parks and Rec.
Yeah. He's bald all the time. But now that you mentioned something like that, when I was at a little kid, I went to Great Adventure, and they had a Wild and Crazy Kids there.
Wild and Crazy Kids.
I noticed that every kid
they
that was...
Double Dare when I was there, and I saw
I noticed every kid that would stand up and just wave in front of the people, they would just pick them. So I said, you know what? Fuck this. I'm a little fat kid. I'm going to do it anyway. So I stood up. I saw fucking Zach, the blonde kid from...
Zach Efron.
Zach Morris.
Sure, why not? Anyways, coming down the aisle, and I just start getting in the middle of the aisle, right in his fucking way, and I start waving my hands, and I go, ah, this is impolite. I'm going to sit down.
I had that at a payoff.
Quite possibly the greatest story you've ever told.
It really was good.
You know what was wild about Wild and Crazy Kids was that it was co-hosted by Radio's brother.
Who? Omar Gooding.
Omar Gooding.
Cuba Gooding Jr. Cuba's.
Oh, is that his brother?
Yeah. Omar Gooding. Donnie Jeffcoat. And I don't remember what the other kid's name was.
There was a broad?
That's what I was thinking of. Donnie Jeffcoat.
Donnie Jeffcoat.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there a broad?
Yeah. I can't remember what her name is.
When I went to...
we'll call her Tits McGee.
Yeah.
What's up, Steve?
When I went to Disney, I actually got picked to imitate one of the Ninja Turtle villains.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Which one?
I don't remember. The one that snorted.
What was that D word you just said?
Rocksteady or Bebop?
Bebop.
Yeah.
What was that D word you said?
Ninja Turtles.
No.
Disney?
Yes. Somebody talking about Disney?
When I was in Disney, I slept in a movie theater.
Really?
Slept in a movie theater?
Yeah. My dad...
Any reason why?
That's it. For the next hour and a half, we're talking about this.
Our flight to Disney, me and Jen and Sean and his fiance, we went to Disney. And our flight came in like fucking 9 in the morning. We couldn't check into the hotel till 3. Yeah. So we didn't know what to do. They went to the park, Sean and Sheila. So me and my chick, we go to the movie theater in downtown Disney and just went to sleep until
we could
check in. I don't even know. What did we see? Whatever that stupid movie was. No, the one with the with John Travolta and Robin Williams.
Old Dog.
Or were they feeling each other
Space
up?
Space Jam. Space Jam. I wish I could tell
I think
you.
It was Old Dogs.
It was
or Wild Hogs.
No,
Wild Hogs.
Wild Hogs. With John Lawrence. Travolta and Robin Williams. Okay.
No, Wild Hogs was with Martin Lawrence and John Travolta.
That's right.
I have no idea.
It really sounds like Space Jam to me.
No.
It probably was.
No, that was the one with Michael Jordan and Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, that's what you saw in Disney World.
No.
But that was also like many years ago.
And Bugs Bunny is
like 15 years ago.
Jeff, if anywhere there'll be Six Flags, not Disney.
Yeah, I don't think you're seeing Bugs Bunny in Disney World.
Wow.
God,
unless he's kicking Mickey's ass.
Keep talking, bro. You say that one more time, Steve, I'll slash the fuck out of your throat.
One thing they did make us do in Universal for the taping of the horrible Nickelodeon show.
We're not talking about Disney anymore?
They had to check your asshole.
We're off Disney.
Sean, shut up. I am talking about Disney. If you shut your fucking mouth for 1 second.
Universal, which is not Disney.
I was in Universal, if anybody had any kind of Disney paraphernalia, t-shirts or anything,
really?
They made them turn it inside out.
Wow.
What?
Because they couldn't have people with Mickey Mouse shirts on
how
TV for Nickelodeon.
How fucking dare they?
How dare they? They'll get sued by Disney.
Someone's just walking in with the shirt.
Yes, and they had to turn it inside out. Because they can't show Mickey Mouse on Nickelodeon.
Hey, were you with me when I had to turn my shirt inside out at Great Adventure?
Because
yeah, yours is probably offensive.
Shut up, Sean. You had a t-shirt of somebody. Forget it.
No. Where's the payoff?
The payoff is you just talking.
I had to turn my shirt inside out for those who want to know.
Was it offensive?
No, well, not if you consider, a curb jaw definition as offensive.
Yeah, it was a picture of a fella of ethnic origin getting his face stomped in by a gigantic boot.
Yes.
A,
on the shirt.
Who the fuck wears that shirt? And B, who sells that?
I don't even know where
hot
I got it.
I believe he got it at Hot Topic.
Buy it, don't sell it.
The guy who runs Epitaph was talking on a documentary about how Hot Topic is just the epicenter of everything that's supposed to be counterculture and just completely turned into fucking capitalist.
Epitaph Records?
Actually,
or as we know it as Epitaph Records.
I actually think I got that shirt at this, what was that store that used to be here in Keyport?
The Smoke Shop?
No. The one that had all that.
Extreme, out of control.
All that shit that we...
Now and Then Records?
Yeah, I think that might have been it.
The one next to Toys R Us? The old record store?
No.
They used to work there.
Downtown, right by...
Sean?
Right by McDonough's.
I used to get all kinds of band stickers and stuff, but now and then I miss that place. I couldn't afford actual music or t-shirts or anything from there, but I'd spend a dollar or two on stickers, and it was always awesome.
I can't remember what the fuck that store. That was going to bother me. It was,
was it Now and Then thrift store? Because that just closed.
It was by McDonough's. Some black guy owned it. Some black trash.
Probably Space Jam.
Space
Jam. Yes. Space Jam. Yes.
Do you want us to watch Space Jam? I can download it for
Let's just watch that.
Steve, if you're talking about by McDonough's, my dogs actually get groomed from there.
Let's spend the rest of the show.
It might have been a dog grooming show.
Streaming Space Jam.
Yeah. Or just the audio. It's probably funny enough as the audio.
Bill Murray's in it, and Bill Murray is fucking amazing.
It's true.
I just watched Lost in Translation for the first time earlier.
Oh, good movie. God.
Yeah.
What does he say at the end? I don't know.
There was a lot of points in that movie where I'm just like, I don't know what's happening, but I can't stop watching.
I don't know,
but she's in her underwear.
Really? Nobody knew what he said at the end? Do you know why I don't know what he said at the end? Because I turned it off. It was awful.
Or was it above your intelligence level?
No.
What are we talking about?
I went to college twice. Trust me.
Third time's a charm. Why don't you go back?
I'll get there soon.
Why don't you take some Sunday classes?
I might.
Oh, shit.
It was awful. Great. Now
I heard Brookdale's got marketing from 7 to 9.
Really? Because I have to go watch it and go, no, I am smart enough for this. Make it through.
All right, Sean, I have to know, what are you on today?
I've just been drinking for a while.
Well, gas prices are down, so.
I actually went to the liquor store and said, do you have any Devotion vodka? Because that's the only vodka that they have that has protein in it, and I happened to just lift today. They don't, obviously. So I picked up the quality of vodka that you don't sacrifice quality with price.
Oh, my God.
He really is the new Vaughn.
Goodbye.
He really is. We're going to call him Siobhan.
Ah, vodka.
Ladies and gentlemen, Planet Siobhan.
Not protein.
I loved it today.
Just want to say Planet Siobhan is pretty awesome. If you want the ticket, you just go to www.disneyworld.com and you'll get there.
Ah, look at my tank top. You're wearing a tank top too.
Should we start the Sean World Order thing?
Yes.
Oh my God. SWO.
Can
Sean
I just?
Can I,
it's the Sean World Order. Go ahead.
Sean.
We
Sean
are in control.
We used to have the Vaughn World Order when he wouldn't shut up. We would just play the music and let him talk.
I'm going to go smoke
and he
a
would
second.
Always stop talking when we were playing.
Like, no, I'm not going to do it anymore. Forget it.
Oh, no, I can't do that. You fuck.
Dickbag.
This is Sean World Order. Ooh, yeah.
That was not a clip from the fucking music. That was not
Randy Savage here with us right now.
I used to get real fucked up and do Randy Savage impressions, and one time I was at a party with my sister's friends.
Oh, boy.
And there was a whole bunch of black dudes. And they fucking lost their shit for it more than anybody. Yeah.
Right?
It was so wild.
Serious.
And then it made me...
A group of black guys will love a drunk white dude for some reason.
Check out this motherfucker.
Exactly.
And when they're doing a Macho Man impression, it's fucking
tenfold. Oh, shit!
Because Savage was the closest thing to like a black champion they ever had.
Oh, this motherfucker just... Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, he's tan as hell.
He was very tan and... He's very, very close to black.
Oh, shit. He's dead as hell, just like our homies.
Oh, man.
Oh, Christ.
That's not nice.
He's dead.
I love how Sean always like turns the mic off and throws it down. He picks it right back up and goes,
but wait. And then there's more. But anyway.
Wait a minute. There's more.
I'm done.
Disney.
Sean World Order.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I've been drinking longer than Sean, and I'm not talking at all.
Quick disclaimer.
You get quiet when you drink.
Yeah. You guys
you
go
get
in the
quiet,
reverse.
And then
trying
you stare.
To enjoy that.
Plus, nobody
you get
gives...
quiet, you stare at breasts and cry.
Yes.
And plus, nobody gives a shit what you have to say.
Can I please clarify that you can't buy anything Sean-related at Disney.com?
No. Don't. Yes, you can.
No.
You can.
No.
You can.
No, you can't.
You're right.
You might be able to buy something Lilo and Stitch, which would almost fall into the realm of...
Because Sean has a Stitch.
You guys are big pieces of shit. You know that?
Big lumps of shit.
Oh, God.
Oh.
All right. I just read the chat.
Yeah. Holy shit.
You gave Lauren an anxiety attack. Thanks.
Is that difficult nowadays?
Can you die from an anxiety attack?
I hope not.
I'm uncomfortable now. Like I'm,
yeah. Like damn. I don't want to.
Icy chill.
You know what, Derek? I'm just done.
Yeah.
See. And 5-4.
Not Disney. I'm back. Disney.
I'm glad you came down, Jeff.
Yeah, right.
One World Order.
Well, it's your show. I'm just here.
So Jeff, cool. What is
it? It's not our show.
Cupcake.
It's Sean's show today.
Apparently, yeah. Sean's show.
I'm having more fun listening to Sean than anything, though.
Somebody
like,
is.
I'd like him to turn his mic back on.
No. Oh. Why? What are you doing? He's being a heel. He's being.
Should I turn it back on?
It's the only time I got to be a heel, so.
Should I turn it back on?
No.
Let me tell you.
Why don't you go smoke a cigarette? You look like you need a cigarette.
You kind of do look like you need one.
Yeah.
When it comes to wrestling,
nobody
draws a crowd like Cannonball.
He does draw a good crowd. I've wrestled him numerous times.
That's true.
The audience that shows up to see him are just fucking nuts.
Well, that's because all my friends are idiots. And,
dude.
They come up a little drunk themselves.
All your friends are idiots because not one of them liked the Aristocrats show.
No, one of them did.
Assholes.
That is true.
Is the match with you and DeMonto from Sterling available on YouTube anywhere?
It's on YouTube, but it cuts off at the end. But there's on if you go to Vimeo.com, and search either of our names, it pops up.
Yeah, search Jeff Cannonball or Dane DeMonto. You can find this. The match itself was fucking insane, but what helped it out a lot was just the crowd that came out was just on their feet the whole time.
Everything from my grandparents to my little sisters.
Wow,
it was wild.
I was in that.
Can I work you and Sterling?
I'm in.
I think Vimeo is adorable, by the way.
Vimeo is good.
Go on.
I like it how they think they can go up against YouTube. It's still better, though.
Wow. It's better quality, though.
It is. They're you know what? Not a lot of streaming, not a lot of buffering. Mm-hmm. And
better quality. Because
there's less users.
But yeah. Their HD comes up a lot better than YouTube.
Really?
Yeah.
But did you know that with YouTube, you can pause the video
and
play Snake on it?
Really?
I did not know.
Yeah.
I forgot what the button code is, but if you pause the video and hit like F, one of the F buttons, a game of Snake will pop up over the video. Yeah.
I think it's Alt F4.
Yeah.
That is random.
Everybody
used to
fall for everybody that. Try that right now.
No, I used to fall for Alt F4 until Matt told me why.
Don't do it, you idiot.
Yeah, because he used to go into chat rooms on AOL and they'd be like, oh, if you want to get free pictures of Sonny naked, you know, press Alt F4.
And he's like, what the fuck?
And then he signed back on. Didn't work, guys. You guys are dicks, man. I really wanted that picture.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happened?
What does it do?
Oh.
I don't want to do it.
Well, first you have to delete the Win32 folder to get access
to it. I wish
you
could do that.
Now I'm lost.
I don't know what Win32 is, but I know it was the most annoying thing that ever popped up on my computer.
Oh.
Just constantly a Win32 error.
I had a high-tech computer called an E-machine, and that happened. It was the most annoying thing in the world.
It's a nice tag team gimmick, the E-machines.
E-machine.
E-cup teats.
How so, Matthew? Why not? The E-machines would be a good name.
It was an E-machine. It was a computer.
Is I prefer Turbo Dudes.
Is that anything like Techno Team 2000?
It's kind of close.
With Eric Watts, but not from Tough Enough.
Poor
as
Eric
we learned
Watts.
Last week.
They tried to push the shit out of him in WCW.
They tried to push the shit out of him everywhere.
But it never worked because he wasn't really like a wrestler.
You know what I think they should push the shit out of?
An athlete, as Jim Ross would say. Mm-hmm. He's a good athlete, but...
You know, I'd rather be a mathlete than an athlete. I'm just saying.
You know what I think should be pushed?
He wasn't his dad.
Jeff Cannonball.
You know what I think should be pushed? No. Your stool.
You know what I think should be pushed?
Yes.
My hand into your hand, forming some kind of five of fingers. Let's
Together,
hold it high up.
We will form a bond of...
Wow.
Oh, sorry. I got really excited. Sorry.
Wow. Really?
Thank you.
I got excited.
Yeah.
Try tagging with him now.
I agree. I should be pushed, though. I heard that part.
Yeah. I think so, too.
You know how hard it is when you have a steel chair in your hand and you just see Jeff's face?
When you're about to smash him with
like,
it?
I have to hit him.
Yeah, then you hit me harder than Danny hit me at all.
Jeff, can you do me a favor?
Again, that's not true at
all. Can you do me a favor? Just turn towards that camera and show that lovable smile of yours.
You know what? Jeff Cannonball.
That smile loves taking chair shots. Loves taking chair shots.
Jeff Cannonball is the most adorable. He's the most adorable chubby vegan I've ever met in my entire life.
And straight edge.
He's like wrestling an adult Cabbage Patch Kid.
Pretty much.
He is.
I just saw an article today saying Cabbage Patch Kids are going to be the new hot toy for this year.
They're bringing them back,
apparently.
You got to make one then. You got to come to the ring with one.
Does that
that's
mean true. That eventually
that's
they're
like
coming
dressed
back
like you. That would be
you
awesome.
You should have saw Jeff when he had the curly hair. It was even better.
Oh, it was adorable. You just wanted to like just...
Yeah, and everybody called me super bad because all fat guys with curly hair look
I did.
Everybody did.
I have literally said, you are no longer Jeff. You are super bad.
I was super bad, and I was the fat kid from Bad Santa.
I never thought you'd look like either of them. Although you
You're
do,
full of
you
shit.
Do have a little Seth Rogen thing going on right now.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Why?
Because like Seth Rogen.
You kind of sound like Seth Rogen.
Do I?
Kinda.
No, he doesn't.
Do I? Don't die.
Yeah, wait, how do I have a Seth Rogen?
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't at all.
Why don't you just let it go? It was a throw.
Okay, I'll let it go.
Yeah, I'm thinking more of like a adolescent Bam Bam Bigelow.
Wow. Really? Because I was thinking if you were going with Seth Rogen, like Seth Rogen got cancer, then had to cut all his hair off and started growing back.
That's the nicest compliment.
I think
ever
you
heard.
Look like a cocksucker, but I think that's just wishful thinking.
Definitely.
Now, are those runes on your left shoulder?
That's a shitty band symbol.
Oh.
Okay. Oh.
It was my friend's band. We got each other's band symbol tattooed on us. And
now,
I
are those band symbols?
It looks like you get turned into like a military badge.
It could be a lot of things. I remember one time at Christmas, my aunt asked me if it was a swastika.
What?
It's pretty broken.
And instead of telling me I shouldn't have gotten a swastika, she goes, you got to be careful who sees that.
Grandma does not like the Jews.
This was an aunt who
that is
lives
like,
in a hick part of Pennsylvania.
That's an awesome way to put it, though. You can be careful who sees that.
Yeah.
Does by any chance, does this ant have glaucoma?
Really? Yeah. Someone said it was a swastika, and someone thought it was three penises.
What?
I can see the penises, and that actually kind of looks like the 3-7 swastika.
One of the maps in the original Legend of Zelda is shaped like a swastika.
If you get one more penis tattooed on you, you have as many penises tattooed on you as I do.
Wow. Now, Jeff, do you realize that me and you have the same rune tattooed on our body?
I did not know that.
Yeah, look at my Larry. Right there.
Boy.
Do you know what that means?
No.
Nope.
Well, originally that tattoo was under this.
I've heard it's something pretty borderline, but I don't know.
Now, do you know what that means at all?
No.
I got to bring up.
I got it because of the band symbol.
I got to bring up. Jeff has a lot of very interesting tattoos. It was you that had the giraffe,
I had a crying giraffe that my 14-year-old sister drew, and then I got tattooed on me at 2 a.m. in my dorm room in college.
Wow.
But that got covered.
Yeah.
It was right next to the crying monkey.
Yeah, you fucked up. You should have just had
that. Why so many crying animals? Because for a while, I was like, I'm just going to get a whole sleeve of crying animals.
That's interesting.
You know why the animals were crying? Because he wouldn't eat them.
You know what would be an awesome tattoo?
Because of all those giraffes.
Yeah, that already fucked them all. All
right, imagine like a group tattoo of all the Sesame Street characters crying.
I'm in.
Only if their assholes are bleeding?
Yes.
And there's just a very
just a pool of...
And on the bottom it says R.I.P. Jim Henson.
Wow. If you guys want, if you guys pool together some kind of money and get some donations together, I'll get my entire lower half tattooed with just Sean's face right here and then a whole bunch of the think bubbles with him just blabbering over and over on a mic.
What makes you think he would even need a think bubble? That would imply that he thinks.
Well, you know what I mean. Like the speak bubble.
Oh, yeah, maybe like the thunderbolt word bubble. Yes. Yeah, that would be it.
Or just like the block of text above, like that explains an entire scenario before you read it. I want to go back to chair shots for a second.
Can we talk about that after break?
I want to make Sean feel
can
more
you put
bad.
A pen so on that?
I got to make wee-wees. Because after break, though, we also got to promote why.
Yeah, but we got to talk as much as we can right now while Sean is smoking a cigarette.
Matt. Oh, guys, stop it.
Well, first, I have to actually discuss a sponsor.
Okay.
Who gave us a promo code.
All right, let's go.
Would that happen to be where? Share?
Yes, wearshare.us. That's W-E-A-R share.us. It's basically friendship bracelets that use photos from your Facebook.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's a pretty neat idea. Here's what you do. You go on to wearshare.us, W-E-A-R.
E-A-R.
And you connect to your Facebook and you pick up to, I believe it's like 6 pictures, and they will send you 2 friendship bracelets, one to wear and one to share.
Wow.
So you, Kevin, could get all the pictures of you and your buddy Steve doing the two rude dudes, and you get your bracelet, and you get
one personalize
to
now, bracelet. Hold on. This sounds so expensive.
No, it is not expensive.
Are you telling me that not only can you get one of these bracelets, but it's also reasonably priced?
I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do for you right now. Since you're so interested in that, if you buy one, you will also get one free.
Get the fuck out of here.
For every 2 orders that you get half off. That is a $7 value. All you have to do is use the promo code WRSR241 at the checkout page.
Hold on. Can you just say that? I was trying to write that down, but I missed it. Give it to me one more time.
WRSR241. It's kind of like wearshare 241. So that means that you get 4 bracelets.
I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to buy one for every single person that's here right now. Oh, my God.
And that's what they look like right there. They're actually pretty neat. So you put all your
cute.
You put your friends' pictures on there. And there's actually a little, what are they called? The QR codes?
Yeah, for on like it. Scanning.
So you can have somebody scan your bracelet. And you can see all the full-size photos on your phone.
That's awesome.
See, that's a cute idea.
Yeah. It must be nice to have friends.
What? Wow.
Shit.
Jeff,
you can just put pictures of you on there.
Yeah, that's probably true.
And put one on each arm.
Just put a picture of everyone who's giving you a chair shot.
Jeff, I'm your friend, and we are doing this.
Okay, let's do it. My girlfriend also wants to do it. My girlfriend is now excited about this and wants to do it as well. She just texted me.
Oh, he's worried about friends and he's talking about a girlfriend.
The promotion just worked.
It did. WRSR241 at checkout. That means you get... It's buy one, get one free, but you get 2 bracelets for each order. One to wear, one to share.
Wear?
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say this is the best sponsor we've had so far.
Hold on. I get it. Wear, share.
Wear one?
Wait a second.
Your share? Wow.
See, the wear, share that Derek and I used to be familiar with was very different.
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that like a porn thing?
Nope.
Well, like stealing kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
Mm. But this is
piracy?
Much different. Kind of like piracy.
But this isn't piracy at all. This is accessories.
These guys are up and coming. They, as far as I know, they do these It's two guys that do these in their basement.
I actually like the idea a lot.
It's a very good idea. In fact, my household has personally bought at least three of these.
Wow. Are you wearing one?
I'm not wearing one.
I would like to see
it. But Lauren has one. My parents have one.
Oh, nice.
Pictures of the baby. It's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I like that. I like the idea a lot.
It goes right into Facebook, so you could just take all your Facebook pictures and put them on there.
Sweet.
Wear one, share one. Wearshare.us.
And then after the break, we talk RTF?
Whatever that is.
Chair shots.
Okay.
Chair
shots. We'll be right back.
Violent Street.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hey, everybody.
Yo. We're back.
It's the Aristocrats.
And Jeff.
And Jeff.
Aristocrats featuring Jeff.
Jeff Cannonball.
Really entertaining Jeff Cannonball.
The Balls of Can.
Balls of Can.
Before we left, I wanted to talk about chair shots.
Oh, yes.
Because I hadn't given a chair shot in over 10 years to someone.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A chair shot since a turn of the decade.
Seriously. Ooh. And I gave one to Jeff in our match a few months ago.
That's true.
And the feeling that I had when I was about to give him the chair shot was similar to what was said before. Because the guy I gave chair shots to previously, he was wearing a Slipknot mask.
Okay.
And there's something different about not being able to see the person's face when you're swinging the chair. I blasted that guy. He said his teeth were loose after one of them.
It's like when you're in Nazi meetings and they make you kill a puppy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just like that. That's what it feels like getting hit with it, too.
And I'm again, I just killed one this morning for breakfast.
But yeah, as I
I'm starving.
Went to swing, I had this momentary hesitation before I picked it up. But then I was just nope, got to commit. Boom!
Well, exactly. You were going to hit me in the back, and then I was like, no, let's just do it. And
yes.
Because you hit me in the head.
When I saw you give me the feed the head, I was like, oh, boy.
And he looks you right in the eyes. It's like a sad puppy. You're like, I feel so fucking
bad. I remember when you were going to do it, you felt bad immediately. Even before we went out, you're like,
I'm
sure about this?
I love you.
Getting thumbtacks.
Tell them the first idea.
At first, we were going to do the blow fire in my face.
Oh, no.
But then an axe turns into a blowtorch, and that's when even I'm not dumb enough to
they
get blowtorched.
They came up with this idea to use a can of axe and a lighter to blow fireball.
I thought it was going to be hairspray.
It comes out it's not a fireball. It's like a torch, steady, hot fucking flame.
And
Danny,
all blue.
Danny was still pushing.
You have to think about the fuel source.
And then all the women crowd the ring and just start humping.
But the worst was...
They start licking the molten skin off you.
In Jeff's words, the worst wasn't the flame. It was you had to spray the axe first and then light the lighter. The only problem he had was, I have to get axe spray to my eyes for
Do you want
to
light the mist? You don't want to light the...
Because it blows it out if you do the lighter.
That's true.
First.
His gripe was that the axe would be blowing in his face before the fire came.
Yes.
And he doesn't support axe.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Yeah,
it's testing on animals.
Well, they're not vegan.
I don't actually know that.
When you blow a fireball, you're supposed to blow the fuel and close your mouth, and the fuel is supposed to be traveling before after your mouth closes, because it's going to come right back at you.
Well, next time, Sean, you can just blow it literally out of your mouth.
I'm not going to spray axe into my mouth. That sounds like a terrible idea.
A little butane.
The best fireball that I recall in NWS was spirals. And what he would do it on his entrance, and he'd keep a shot of tequila, and he would soak his fingers in it.
Yes.
And right before he went through the curtain, he'd light his fingers, take the shot, and then once he stepped through the curtain, he would spit the tequila through his fingers, and it would just create a big fireball going upward.
That's
and then just
quickly
shake it off.
There we go.
So that was tequila he was using?
Yeah.
Because didn't Mr. Lucifer actually use
butane?
Yeah.
He had a little thumb-sized bottle of butane that he would just, and then he would spit it out.
And if he took a bump and swallowed that shit, he'd die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Once again, my problem would be having that in your mouth.
He had just the shot of butane when he would go out, when he would blow the fireball, and then he would get the bottle. And
right
still
after a shot
match.
Of butane.
He
I
didn't
was
actually keep it the whole...
Here's an idea. How about we just don't light each other on fire?
How about that? How about
it was
that?
So funny. His
Shut
face,
up.
Though. Because it was like,
queers?
Yeah, just do the fireball. And then it was just...
Yeah.
He goes, no, I don't like that idea at all.
Well, I think you at first were like, I don't want to do this to you. And then I was
awful.
You know what, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I don't
like this.
Yeah, how about I decline?
But
I decline.
Then you proceeded to get hit over the head with a baseball bat with thumbtacks all over it.
Yeah, that I made that at 9 a.m. that morning with my sister.
And a Billy Joel record.
And I hit him with a Billy Joel record.
That's actually on my Instagram for those who want to check it out.
There you go.
I actually grabbed that record at the end, and I threw it figuring it wouldn't go that far, but those some bitches fly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They fly.
They got some weight on them.
Can you book Billy Joel to drive in through the building with his car? Because he's known to do that.
I'll take it. I remember you were like, I don't want to hit you with a chair. Don't hit people. It's not nice. But it's like at the same time, I have 12 thumbtacks in my head. And
I actually still have a phone and a video of every thumbtack being pulled out of your head.
God. I never got to see that. It's probably bullying, though, because it didn't hurt when you pulled it out.
Oh, no. There's just this one. You pull it out, and it just starts slowly trickling, and then turns into a flood of blood.
There's a cute little trickle.
I haven't even seen that.
Followed by a full menstrual cycle.
Yeah. Wow. It was.
That's every other month, though. Every other month.
I'll drink to that.
But anyway, overall, I did feel bad because it's Jeff. But it had to be done.
Yeah.
I did the same thing you did, Matt. I just said, you know what? I'm in.
Yeah. Like I said, I was, and I remember we talked about the back, and then when I saw him just like go like, I was just like, boom.
I just committed like Mark McGuire on gas and just swung that sumbitch.
See, and then I'm put in the opposite situation where I feed my back and I get hit in the back of the head.
There's a funny picture of me hitting Jeff with a wet floor sign. In the match, I felt like I hit him in the top of the head, but in the picture, it's directly across his face.
I do remember that.
Which sucks, because I am literally the first person that says, if you pick any weapon above your head, I'm kicking you. Do not fucking hit me in the head. Don't swing anything. You can hit me in the gut. You can do whatever you want. Do not fucking hit me.
Don't say that. You make it sound fake.
It hurts.
And Jeff, you know the thing about that is the angle I had to take is because I had to swing. I had to swing lefty.
No, I don't blame you. I'm not pissed about
really? It. Really? That's your excuse? I had to swing lefty.
So while we're on the subject of wrestling.
I can't wait to work you again, Sean. I'm going to get you back for so much, especially the ear. You were dead.
While we're on the subject.
This is a straight shoot right here.
I don't think it's going to work.
While we're on the subject of wrestling.
RTF Fest.
RTF Fest. Violent Street Gang Fest.
Rich text font.
Violent Street Gang Fest. Why am I nervous?
Now, what does RTF stand for?
Rich text font.
It stands
for format.
That rich text font. Stands for Ride the Fury. It's a record label my buddy Pat owns, and after a while he decided he wanted to do a big fest around it with all his friends' bands on. For it's basically his birthday show.
I think we're considered friends.
And then now you guys are considered Pat's friends, even though you've never met him. But he does like the Aristocrats on Facebook.
Oh, nice. He's a great guy.
He is. He's good.
So how did this all come about to start with?
What, the fest or?
The fest, yeah.
Well, the original one was just, hey, it's my birthday, his birthday. He wants to have a cool show with all his friends and hang out.
And then it just kind of evolved from there. How long has this been going?
This is
going
to be the third year, and the first year with wrestling. And basically what it was we've joked about it before. And then this year I'm like, hey, I know people who might want to come and wrestle. So I was like, I suggested to him, and he got super stoked on it.
Nice.
Put it up online saying, hey, well, what do you guys think about this? And a bunch of people were like, holy shit, yeah, I want to see that. And so that's how it got booked. And then about a month later, there was a Philly Fest that a bunch of my friends' bands played, and Chikara Wrestling did a show for them. So they beat us to it.
Then a month later, Fire Marshal called and canceled the show.
Exactly.
I do.
Me too.
Fuck.
If anyone interested, where would they be able to get tickets?
You can get tickets at ridethefury.bigcartel.com. That's Cartel is the only hard word to spell there. It's C-A-R-T-E-L. It's not that hard, but I figure it's the only one that you don't write that every day, you know?
It's a fairly uncommon word.
Exactly. And or you could probably get him at the door, too. There probably will still be there will be tickets left over. He'll say that it's going to sell out, but really, if you show up, he's not going to.
Well, that's a promotional tactic anyway.
Exactly.
And about how much do you think these rank the tickets?
They're going to be $16 in advance, and if you show up the day of, they're $18.
So wait, so what goes on at this festival?
There's going to be music and wrestling, and there's a bar with very cheap drinks, and usually there's food. And I remember the first year we did it,
rock and wrestling.
Somebody brought a water slide or something. So there's a lot of dumb things.
So
happening.
There's beer in wrestling.
How much
wrestling.
Is it the day of? How much is it? It's
$18.
$18. You get food, beer, possible water slide, music, and wrestling.
But you might as well buy in advance and save $2.
You might as well. For $16, you get all
and
that.
And make my buddy Pat feel good about how many tickets.
And they know you're coming, so they might add more stuff.
What kind of wrestlers do you have on the show?
Oh, we have a very talented wrestler named Jeff Cannibal, and I don't really know who else is on the show.
Yeah, welcome.
Hulk Hogan is there.
Okay. Yeah, we got Hulk Hogan, disclaimer. Jeff Cannibal.
Disclaimer, there will not be Hulk Hogan at the show.
Hulk Logan.
And also, disclaimer, Jeff Cannibal's not that talented.
Hulk is spelled H-O-L-K.
Hulk.
We got the fabulous Nikki Oceans.
Hey.
The dastardly two rude dudes.
Say dastardly?
Dastardly.
I've considered you guys dastardly.
I've been dastardly a few times.
You have been?
I've met Danny Doring.
There you go.
Anyway.
Jesus. Right. We got RTF favorite Chris Powers. He's
RTF favorite.
He's a part of the whole punk scene, so he'll be.
Oh, is he? Yeah.
He'll be quite popular.
I hear he's quite aerodynamic.
He can do a backflip or two.
I heard he rides a motorbike.
Damn.
He does also own a motorcycle.
Really? I heard it was a Vespa.
I said motorbike.
Motorbike as well.
Heard it was a Vespa.
He's also taken me to his gymnastics gym and taught me how to do a backflip into a foam pit. And then nice. I get winded.
That's good.
Let
me see your headlock takeover.
I saw the chicken and Vespa the
sure
other day.
You've seen me do a headlock takeover.
Do look awesome.
Go ahead. I'll tell you a story after this.
All right. So, we get the idea. There's a roster.
There's a bunch of bands and there's a bunch of wrestlers. It's going to be a fun
time. So, as far
time.
As I know, it's what band match.
Well,
band,
no, what it's going to be is we're going to have three bands. Changes, Not the Bees is a pop punk band from the area, and then Altered Boys, which somebody named Jeff Cannibal is also in that band. Oh.
What does he do?
Yeah, Gordon?
He plays bass in that band.
Oh, okay.
Poorly. Usually messes up a lot.
That's weird. Because
why do all bass players
say that? Our aristocrat, Derek, plays the bass.
I've heard.
You guys should just jam.
He bases out the floor when he rips them.
All right, go on.
And then there will be two wrestling matches right after that.
Okay.
The first one being...
Don't give it away.
Okay, we won't give it away. Okay.
Is this going to be like the movie Body Slam?
Card subject to change.
Like
oh, I was in
so
that.
So basically, the card for the event is stacked. It's kind of like bun meat, bun fish, bun meat.
Exactly.
Bun.
Yes. Three bands, two wrestling matches. Three bands, two wrestling matches, and then there's I think two more bands.
It's a surf and turf of music and wrestling.
So where is this event?
This will be in Warren, New Jersey.
Warren, that's not too far.
No, it's not that far. From who? Not that far. It's right by me. It's 40 minutes away.
Yeah,
from
it's
you
only
guys.
40 minutes.
It's closer to you than it is.
It is closer to me than here.
It's like 10 minutes from
here. It's a 12 community place, but once again, ridethefury.bigcartel.com. That has all the information, or you could find it on Facebook, Ride the Fury Records.
I'm in here.
Plug in machine.
I might attend this event. This sounds like a kick ass event for only $16 if you buy it.
He already said you're going to be there. Why are you acting like you're just going to show up?
Who?
$16. I appreciate the promotion. Pretty cheap for all that.
It really is.
I'm showing up, but I'm not paying a dime.
No, don't.
I actually want to get paid to go to your show. All
right. More importantly,
are
there going to be ladies there?
Yeah. I hope. I don't care.
Good looking ladies or are they beer fest ladies?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Are they the kind of ladies that Derek shows us pictures of during the show?
Which end up being men.
I've never been there.
Is there a good chance I'm going to get flashed as I'm in the ring?
Probably not.
Are these the kind of ladies with a special gift in their trousers?
I'll probably dress up like a lady.
Oh, no, ooh. Well, you're not as...
You still don't have a special gift in your trousers.
No, I don't.
I need one that's tan,
very, very mediocre,
looks like a woman, and does
best.
Not speak a word of English.
Mediocre at best.
I need ones that are easily put down with a chloroform rag.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of those there if that's a big...
Speaking of women...
Oh, God.
What? Is she going to be there?
I think so.
What did she do?
So do these pictures go on with the podcast, or is this
I think that girl was at Beer Fest.
There you go.
Is she looking at the camera or
is that
guy
Jim Duggan's daughter? Like, where is she looking?
This disgrace of a woman. Let's see. Her and her husband, Alan Robert Johnson, who was 33, was arrested along with her, Jennifer A. Sparks, 37. After
she's only 37.
After I know.
is she 37 or is her slanted left eye 37?
Well, after customers at a Walmart found their phone, which had pictures of a naked man and a woman.
Oh, boy.
As well as pictures of naked toddlers' genitalia.
What?
Ooh.
What?
Should we use this phone to take pictures of kids?
Derek. They showed this woman. Did they show any pictures of the kid's genitalia?
That's what I was hoping to see.
Sorry, Sean.
Oh.
There is no kitty porn on this.
Did
news
you Google
website.
It?
Sean, are you really like asking about kitty porn?
No,
that's definitely a Vaughn.
I think
question
you guys just
ask.
Lost that sponsor you just got.
Yeah, right.
Jesus.
This happened friendship in Fort Myers, princess. Florida.
Oh, figures. Nothing ever happens there.
Cops were able to trace the phone to those two, whose Facebook displayed some of the same photos found on the cell phone. I'm assuming not the children.
I have a friend who lives in Fort Myers. I'm going to ask him if you heard about this.
He's probably in jail.
Oh wow! The detectives found pics and videos of the couple engaging in oral sex and lewd molestation with a 4-year-old girl.
Whoa.
At their residence.
Okay,
these two are fucked.
I was just kidding with the kid pictures, but this is a little uncomfortable.
This is legit. Yeah.
So they got busted.
Like serious.
They got busted munching baby bugs.
Wow.
Basically,
baby butt
really
bugs.
Uncomfortable.
Yeah, this got real. Weird.
Here's the hubby.
Oh my God, he looks like
Jeff. He looks like.
He kind of looks like John Goodman. Well,
now I'm leaving.
He looks like someone who would perform analingus on a child.
Yes.
He does, yeah. I see a little cane in there.
Is there anybody involved in the crime that can ride the bumper cars that doesn't exceed the weight limit?
Here's the thing. If you want to, like, you know, fuck kids and tape it on your phone and have pictures.
Don't leave it behind.
Well, not just don't leave it behind, like, password.
Just don't do it.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is getting awkward. Yeah,
why don't you just not do it?
Just
don't do it.
It's got real weird.
You know what's a great way not to get busted? Is just don't fuck kids.
Yeah, that's pretty much like the golden rule.
You know what? They're going to do it.
There are a couple, though. Why? Like, come on.
I don't understand.
I could see if it was just him.
A guy, yeah. It was both of them.
This is this guy, lonely for 37 years.
Honey,
and
I'd like to introduce somebody else.
Seriously.
Like, how do you propose that?
I don't know.
Listen. Honey, don't freak out, but we should get a 4-year-old.
How do you know it wasn't her?
You know what? You're absolutely right.
You know
what?
In which case it would sound like this.
Honey, can we introduce them?
If I was her.
I found this baby.
Like, sweetie, I'm over here. I'm over here.
If I was her and I was looking around with my good eye, I would say, look, my husband looks like Jeff Cannonball. I want baby penis.
Good. My husband looks like Jeff Goodman met Jeff Cannonball.
Jeff Goodman.
I made Jeff Goodenball. Let's fuck some ball. Hashtag let's fuck some kids.
I bet you everybody involved with RTFS is glad that we segued perfectly.
Yes. Yes.
Right into this.
How are you going to be a baby face and look like a baby toucher?
Dude, punk rock and child molestation just go hand in hand.
Dude, they plugged RTF and then they went into some kitty touching thing.
I mean, that's why RTF now stands for really terrible fathers.
Wow.
And you just found yourself a permanent spot.
There you go.
Guys, he's already got a clip.
Sean's going to be vacant at the
He's already got a clip.
I will find new plans for Sundays.
Here we go.
Classes, apparently. College.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now, listen. But in this guy's shoes, I don't blame him for looking for other kind of fucking puss.
Yeah, because his
with
wife
that thing
is
that
really?
Oh, because he's such a winner.
He walks into the club, people are like, oh my God.
Wow, look at him.
He is just awesome.
You hear about, like, gay guys, like, they jingle their keys to, like, you know.
I've never heard that.
No, you ever heard of that?
I've never heard of this.
You've heard this, right?
Yes.
I've heard of slipping your toes under the stall door.
That or, like, in different, like, parks and stuff, they would go in the woods and jingle their keys to, like, let other gay people know they're there to meet up. So you think he has like a little rattle or something?
Is that an actual thing?
Or he has like little plastic keys.
Sean is totally
I've never heard
thing.
Of any of this.
And actually, Boskov's at Monmouth Mall got busted for that.
Really? I've never heard of
third floor bathroom at Boskov.
Oh, yeah.
Bathroom.
Old school Boskov's. This is a new one.
Was it the keys or the foot? Was it the keys or the toes on
What?
Both. I went in there.
Guy just did both. We'll see what happens.
You went in there.
You
went in there and jingled your keys.
I did.
With his toes. And you got your cock sucked.
Can you guys get me directions?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
The stall, like the handicap stall, was just littered
with
gay writing on
artwork,
the wall.
Artwork,
like,
murals,
Local area Boskov's known for gay activities.
1500 Highway 35, Eatontown, Jersey, 07724.
That's
right. Wait. Did you say the address?
Can somebody print Google Maps for me?
It's not like that anymore.
Could you map quest that for me? I have literally never heard of this at all.
Boskov's? Well, it's a nice.
No, not even
Boskov's. It's a semi-upscale clothing store.
Not even Boskov's. Like the jingling of the keys. The toes.
No, that's that.
I've never heard of this.
As Steven Kevin,
so
I've kissed many dudes, and I did not know this.
I think actually, well, that came about because our mayor was partaking in that.
He was a Boskov's cocksucker.
Well, no, he wasn't Boskov, but he was doing the whole jiggling.
Yes.
They found him at rest stops and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just going to go to random parks and just jingle
McGreedy.
My keys and as they pop out, just go. Oh,
you better not.
He's at the mayor office.
Yeah.
Chicka chicka.
Yeah.
Oh no. Okay.
You're a little
too. That'll stand up in court.
You're a little too cute.
He jingled his keys and I'd be like, "You son of a bitch." Case dismissed.
I'm actually.
But he raped me.
You're getting handcuffed with a hard on. But he jingled the keys.
I'm actually personal friends with a police officer that helped bring that down.
Yeah. Right, Steve.
True story.
Anything else good?
Well, basically, the story goes is...
Thanks for ruining everybody.
And
as
the homo's being arrested, he's going, Steve, you know me!
The old school third floor Boskov's bathroom was a campground, a stomping ground for homosexual activity.
It was or it is?
Well, that's also where they
housed... I don't know if the new one is.
That's also where they housed the butt lube department of Boskov's. So
the
it just kind of makes
department.
Sense.
There's a whole floor of butt lube.
Butt
from
lube
what I hear, it's a
high-class
dressing area, so there's got to be a butt lube
section.
Yeah,
no, there was butt lube and hankies.
Oh.
It was just ready to go.
I don't think Derek noticed.
Monogrammed hankies? Or?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I don't think you noticed that Jeff said that he's kissed many dudes before.
And I've never heard of the
key. You just blew right over
that. That was the whole point of that.
No, I did not hear that.
And he's never heard of the key.
I actually... the
keys. He has kissed a dude or two.
I had to drive home with him in Delaware, from Delaware, all the way making back out. Up north, telling us about stories of him making out with dudes and touching their balls and stuff.
Go on.
He pretty much covered it. Pretty much covered it right there.
All right, Jeff, you're gonna.
That's it. That's the extent.
Hi, can I come back on Sundays now?
Oh, hold on. This was just. Shut up. This was just getting sexy. Go on.
I think Steve had it.
Well, in his defense, it was that drunken funness or not.
Of course,
not in his
drunken funness.
Not in his position. Oh, no, but that idea.
He was
like
just taking advantage of
girls is drunken funness.
He was just taking advantage of a bunch of drunk guys.
Exactly.
Well, I've sucked a dick. Anybody? Anybody? No.
We already know that, Sean.
I don't think you were born with that mole.
Oh.
What did you do?
Let's play a game of pound my tonsils.
Tonsillectomy.
Okay, moving on.
So what else we got?
Doctor pulls. You want to do another guessing game?
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I've been told this is people's favorite part of the show.
Wait, explain the game to Jeff.
Well, it's pretty self-explanatory.
Okay.
Don't worry about
really?
It.
Really?
Okay.
I'll figure it out.
There was a man.
You've guessed before?
What?
Do you know how to guess?
I've tried it.
All right,
once.
Here we go.
Thank you. A man in India went to the doctor, and the doctor pulled what out of his eye?
A camel's foreskin.
Space Jam.
Space Jam?
I already saw the story. So.
All right, going over. Out. Sean?
Realistically. Some kind of bug, like a tapeworm.
Steve?
Man, this is tough.
Like your foreskin.
I'm going to go with a piece of meteorite.
Ooh. India.
India.
It was a 5-inch live worm.
Oh, great.
So Sean gets the closest.
Did I win the wrestling game?
An Indian doctor has extracted a 5-inch long worm from an elderly patient's eye.
Oh, my fucking God.
The doctor suggested the worm might have entered the patient through a cut in his foot or from eating raw food.
And it went all the way up to his eyeball? From his foot to his eye. How about his nose?
That's what
really?
I call it.
How about that? How about in through his nostril or his ear canal?
No.
How about that?
No, that's not what happened at all. All those people in India, don't they bathe in that one river?
Guys,
yes, all of them.
The Ganges?
You're missing the point.
Yes. That's where the fucking worm came from. Don't shower in a
they
goddamn
don't just,
river.
They don't just bathe in there.
They
shit
poop,
and
they
piss
pee.
In it.
Someone
You're
shit out
the
worm. And
they also bury their dead in there.
Obviously, the worm just wanted to stay somewhere with a view.
Wow.
Oh,
the worm's eye view.
You got it. You got it.
I liked it.
I want to punch you in the face so hard right
now. Go ahead,
now.
Do it. Fucking do it. Go ahead. Go ahead, punch me.
I would never ruin something so perfect.
Oh, you sweetheart.
Yeah. How do you feel, you dick?
I can't believe this, but there's actually video of it.
I'm not going to watch this.
I am totally watching this. Get the popcorn.
India TV is funny enough for me.
15-centimeter worm?
Welcome to India
inches.
TV.
It said 5 inches.
That's 15 centimeters.
What does it say? Is that backwards?
What?
Oh, wow.
Look at this tan.
I
heard doctor and operation.
Some words sound like she's speaking human.
That looks like my endocrinologist.
Does she work at 7-Eleven? This is where the worm came from.
Gross.
Oh my God.
You can see it moving
that's
around.
This is the eye,
and you can see the worm wiggling around.
Okay, so in the video, first they show the extracted worm, and now they're showing extreme close-ups of the eyeball with the worm in it.
That's it.
It's a sperm. That is a sperm.
There it is. 15 centimeters.
How long is that?
As long as the average penis.
How do you go to the doctor and say, "Listen, dude, I think I have something in my eye"? How do you tell the patient it's a 5-inch worm?
I've had this eyelash that wouldn't go away.
I've had this.
That is not eyelash. That is worm.
You ever have one of those eye squiggles where you look at it, you can't see it? You think he went there with one of those problems?
Look, I got to tell you guys, when I first got my dog, it had worms and would throw them up all over the place.
Yes.
And it's the most fucking disgusting
really
thing
gross.
To see parasitic worms.
Yes.
Did she rub her ass all over the carpet?
No, she never did that. But the first time she did it, this is actually a good story. The first time she threw up the worms. My chick picks it up. She goes, "I think she ate something plastic." And I'm watching the worm move in her hand. And I'm like, "That's a worm. Put it down."
So this guy went in. He's like, "I think I got a floater in my
eye. Oh, look at
that
thing.
Anything you can do about that, doc? Yeah, I can pull it out."
I honestly don't think that is a worm. It is a sperm.
It's a big sperm.
Did you think he told the guy, "I'm going to play tug of war with your eye right now"? We'll see who wins.
I'm trying to go through like third world medicine jokes, but then I realized that all the doctors in America are Indian. So in India, they're probably even better.
No.
Literally, all right, then. He threw a leech on the eyeball to get it out.
Yes. I had to get blood work done, and I had a guy of this ethnicity doing it, but moving like 20 miles an hour.
In your ass.
Is that fast or slow? Because
was your doctor Sonic the Hedgehog?
Like, 100 like miles an hour to me would be like, that's like generic speak for fast.
Matt, I don't think you can move 20 miles an hour.
I don't think you can either.
I probably could. But anyway, so this guy's moving around a mile a minute. Is that better?
That's 60 miles an hour.
Is that close? Better?
That's pretty fast.
That's fair, right?
That's fast.
And I literally had to tell this man of ethnicity, not with a worm in his eye,
slow the fuck down.
I literally looked at him and said, bro, you need to slow down because you're making me fucking nervous.
Get off me, bro.
And I said, here's the needle. I said, come at me, bro. And I gave him my vein for blood work.
Okay, terrific.
I'm going to punch you square in the
next
soul.
Do it. Fucking punch
soul.
Me.
Fucking
punch
me. Want to do another guessing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, a fella in San Antonio in jail.
Shawn Michaels.
His name was
Jose Lothario.
Robert Rodriguez. 29.
The director?
He made, what's that? Spy Kids?
Sure.
Right.
This is a different guy.
Oh.
Thank you.
Fuck.
If we need any juvenile movie trivia.
You know where to come to.
We'll go right to you.
If we need molestable bait, we'll go to
show. Wow. Jailbait.com.
Oof. You know, you'd never make it to Boss Cobbs because you'd hit the Disney store and you wouldn't leave.
Wow.
I'm going to Bosco's. Oh, Disney Outlet. Babe, we need to go in here.
Oh, look at the Halloween costumes.
You really do that? Do you always hit the Disney store when you go to the mall?
Have you ever had Sheila dress as Cinderella?
No, but I don't always go in.
No,
how about Cinderella?
I at least know where it is.
Have you ever had her dress as Sneezy?
How many times have I gone in there and said, listen, Steve's kids' birthdays are coming up. We should probably go in and look for a gift.
Exactly. Oh, so
nothing ever
excuse.
Comes from there, but I'm like, ah, this is some cool shit.
But then you're like, you know.
Then Sean wraps a gift and then unwraps it and keeps it in front.
You know. Go, whoa, look what I got myself.
Steve's son's birthday
already had one,
four
so I'm
months.
Keep it.
Maybe we should start a little early this year. You know.
And you see that giant pile of stuffed animals. You just want to jump in it.
But then you always see one kid there. You're like, I can't go around the kid. No, this looks weird.
No, you can kick him right out of the way.
I do.
And you knock him over your heart on. And
anyway, this Robert Rodriguez, not the movie director, he killed himself in jail.
Oh, he's dead.
Mm. Big deal.
He's very dead. What did he kill himself with?
Oh, boy.
We'll start with Kev.
Ah, fuck.
There's so many things.
I'm going to go ahead and say he drowned himself in the toilet.
Ooh, that's a good one. Sean?
I'm going to say he sharpened a toothbrush and stabbed himself in the face.
Very good. Steve?
Might have had a lot of thought.
He's in jail.
Sucks.
He's behind bars.
Yep.
I'm going to say he swallowed his own fist.
That's a stupid answer.
That'd be a good way to go. Matthew?
You could asphyxiate.
I was going to go with like the toothbrush thing. I was going to say like stab himself in the throat with a toothbrush.
I already said that.
Mr. Cannonball.
You can't say it again. You can't say it again.
You said face.
That's it.
Well, if that's what he thinks, that's what he thinks.
Candy bowl.
That's right.
I'm going to guess a big old copy of Dunstan Checks In.
A what?
On VHS.
He watched it till he died. I don't. What are you getting at? He bludgeoned himself with it.
I figured I made enough Space Jam jokes. Move on
nice.
To another movie.
Good call.
I have no idea.
I loved that movie.
I hated it.
Oh, well, yeah, it sucked. It wasn't good at all.
No,
we're not going to find out because Sean's talking.
Sean.
I forget. Sean was
zip.
No, Sean, what did you think of Dunstan Checks In, though?
I like
he's
to hear what
dead.
Derek has to say.
What is that movie?
How did he die?
Plastic Spoon.
Plastic where? Spoon.
Sharpened the plastic spoon.
Got it.
Stabbed himself to death.
But does it say where he stabbed himself?
No, it doesn't. Just said that he was found unconscious and bleeding.
I'm going to guess on the throat.
Really? Because
it appears there were self-inflicted wounds from a plastic spoon he had made sharp and used to stab himself.
I could take a serious good guess here. He probably went for the femoral artery. Probably the easiest one to go.
Oh, thank you, Bill Nye.
And now are we going to watch a video of this one now?
Is the formal is the femoral artery the one with the bow tie?
Yes.
What movie were you talking about?
Dunstan Checks In.
What, is that a Disney movie?
I don't know.
It's some stupid monkey movie.
No, it's one of those, like, I'm at CVS and need
monkey
to get
movie,
for
like
somebody
Boys
real
in
quick.
The Hood? No. A monkey goes to a hotel. What's not funny about that?
Just, yeah, it's cute.
Just
yeah.
Let the hilariousness
wasn't it more of
an
orangutan?
Monkey movie like
I was.
Like Jungle Fever?
It was great. That was great.
Sean, somebody wants us to shut your fucking microphone off. Holy fuck.
That's still Lauren.
Monkey movie like I'm going to get you, sucker?
I will break her arm.
I will break him.
Monkey movie like Blackula?
If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, the fella who ate off that dude's face in Florida apparently was not on bath salts, as everyone previously thought. He was just
gay and hungry.
He was high on marijuana.
So marijuana doesn't cause you to do anything.
I don't know.
Crazy.
Gives you the munchies. So I thought that was neat.
Well, there we go. You know what? I'm only going to hang out with
hold
Jeff
because
there's
on.
No fear at all that he's going to eat me.
I made that munchies joke on Facebook.
Oh, really?
But in a manner of I knew that it was awful and obvious and everybody, like, it got a huge reaction to
big
the point
pop.
Where I'm like, is it that simple that, like, that's is funny it? Enough?
Big pop.
Yeah.
It is the go-to.
Anybody who smokes probably laughed at it.
It's
why
hacky.
Is Sean staring at me?
He's waiting for
you. He's
talk.
Waiting to eat your face.
I'm just listening to the story.
He's getting high and he's going to eat you. Anyway.
I'm just listening to the story.
It's very hacky.
Just an update. That's it.
And I've noticed a lot of people make fun of hack comedians.
Yeah.
But the general public loves the hackiness.
Yes, they definitely do. You know, looking at Sean, I never thought when I met Sean and I thought he was another wrestler's pool boy that I would be doing a podcast with him one day.
Wow.
I really never thought that would happen.
That's where you went? That's where you went from there.
Actually, in that outfit, I can see him skimming.
You know,
that's why I made the joke just now. Because
oh, I'm sorry. Did I ever make anybody in this room? Did I ever
make anybody what?
Oh, somebody?
What's that guy's name? Make anybody a sandwich?
Oh, I'm sorry. Steve, are you?
You,
no,
know,
are you,
you know, I could see Sean skimming a pool with great force.
Yeah. Yes. Yes. And I've seen a pool skimmer. The brand name was Tommy.
Really?
Yes.
Anybody else?
That's so inside that, like,
anybody else?
Three of us are cracking up at that, and nobody else will know what that means.
And Sean's getting a roundhouse, motherfucker.
Tommy Force fucked you.
Wow.
Oh,
whoa.
He did.
Whoa.
Whoa.
See, what he did is he made Sean run the ropes for a half hour until he passed out cold and then fucked his
ass. And then he took him to the movies.
He walked
What's
up with that
so
smirk.
So weird that he said that. He did make me run the ropes for a half an hour, but I did not pass out, nor did I have gay sex.
That you know of.
He just took you to the movies.
He just gave you that smirk.
I did profusely vomit because I was out of shape. Because
he was throw-fucking you holding your nose closed.
Wait.
And he was like, you want to go see Mulan, Sean?
Oh, my God. Then we did go to... It was so funny because I never realized that somebody brought it up. We did go to Chili's. Got some food, and then we went to see that Mr. Bean movie. And I never fucking thought anything of it until right now. I am so uncomfortable.
Sean has AIDS.
You know, you probably could have got laid that night, but you probably talked too much.
Yeah. I probably said, you know what, I should go.
He's like, man, this little queer one, shut the fuck up.
Thank.
Would he just suck it already?
He's like, thank God I can show him all how to wrestle. I'm not going to teach him any mic work.
No, Sean was only like 14 when I messed him.
You too.
When you molested him.
Everybody.
It was across from Met and Molest.
Oh, my God. Really?
For the record, I stayed far away from him.
Why?
Because I could tell.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who were you before you met me?
No, not you.
Oh, I was going to say, because you were fucking nobody.
This guy who we're talking about, is he actually...
I don't know.
What?
We don't know.
We don't know.
Is he a Boskov?
No, we don't know.
He might be.
But, no, I mean, when Steve left Iron Mike's after, like, I don't know, 6 months...
Go on.
I trained with Antonio all the time.
Oh, wow. You're dropping real names.
Oh, I mean, Tommy Force.
You're still
That's even worse.
We already said him. We already
now,
Derek's
probably,
the one that
there's probably
it.
Everybody that listens to the show, like three people just Googling Tommy Force.
And they're not going to find it.
No, they're going to see the picture of him in his mirror flexing.
Because believe it or not, somehow, paradoxically, Sean made Tommy Force. Oh.
Did you just put me over?
And
before,
thank you.
And before Sean,
okay, listen,
there was another guy that looked like Sean, slightly taller, that he created a gay character for him.
Yes,
really? Because I heard the person before me was like a really bad infant, like a problem.
No,
child.
No. All right, before you was Frankie, and then before Frankie was Toolbox.
Tommy came up with a gay character.
Toolbox was actually very, very good, but
never worked the show.
I heard there was a really bad infant.
What?
Like he was a problem child?
I think he's talking about 3D or something.
No.
No, it was, you know, he was a smaller guy. Black hair, pale.
Frankie, yeah.
I don't know.
That was his gimmick. That was, I don't remember what his real name is. But
we always just use numbers for each other.
Number one.
Showing your number,
number
three.
Number two. But anyway.
Do you have any more guessing
stuff? No, going back to the whole thing. Is
I know all of you people, and I'm completely lost on what you're talking about.
Can we not talk about imagine. My wrestling trainer possibly being gay with me?
All right, let's go full circle with this. Sean is gay.
Wow.
Thank you.
I am not gay.
No, you are. And so am I.
I've literally made two people as from probably a third. Fourth is a champ because they all know me.
Hmm. That's
true. I'm sorry. You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome. And you're welcome. Fuck off.
I would like to send a big thank you to Rhett Titus for constantly putting in a word for me.
And I would like to send, I would like to send out a big thank you to the Canada's greatest athlete, Iron Mike Sharp.
Oh, what the shit?
I would like to send out a big thank you to Derek for keeping the show on track.
Not today.
Go ahead, Derek.
Getting back to my original statement is when I met Sean, he was only 14. He was this little skinny, like he looked like Mexican. Like I didn't know.
He doesn't now. Now he looks really Arab.
In his little cabana shorts,
some kind of
and
Spanish.
Shirt.
And I thought, like, I'm like, oh god, it's another one of Tommy Force's, you know,
playthings.
That's like literally what I thought. But like looking at him with the shirt on right now, he's
what was that?
Little puppet.
Oh, like Pinocchio.
Exactly. But that's like what I thought. My point is, when I met Sean, I never thought that 10 years later I'd be doing a podcast with him.
I feel like the whole purpose of this was to put me over a little bit, but it just turned out the complete opposite.
Kinda.
He just put you over.
All right, so anytime we talk about Tommy Force now, we'll just call him Geppetto.
Geppetto Force.
That's actually a better name.
God, which show did the bit where Geppetto was a fucking pedophile and was trying to get Pinocchio
pedophile?
I don't know, Pinocchio my life. Lie. Apparently it's my life.
Lie to me, baby.
Met my parents.
All right, well, moving on.
No.
Thank God.
I bought him gifts for Christmas.
This show is, like, so deep.
It's very deep.
So deep.
I'm going with uncomfortable.
So deep. I was trying to keep it, like, so that everybody could understand.
I know, but then everybody just goes really deep into, like, you know.
So deep it put her ass to sleep.
Yes. So raw it bleeds.
I am so glad you're not talking
more,
about me.
Shut up. We have more zombie news to scare Sean.
Oh, God.
Oh,
yes.
Go on.
Waco, Texas.
Ooh.
Officials said a Texas man was charged with eating a family dog alive while being under the influence of a synthetic drug.
They were being under the influence of Korean.
I'm a Texas man.
Was it a dachshund?
And I like my dog.
Was it a dachshund?
I don't know. Well, judging from how he looks, it's probably. They reported that in Waco, they arrested a 22-year-old Michael Daniel on Monday. He's accused of assaulting a family at their home, chasing a neighbor, and barking and growling. Oop. Witnesses said Daniel grabbed the family dog and beat and strangled it, and then started eating it. The dog died at the scene.
Now, I have to point out.
What a fucking climax.
I have to point out.
DOA.
Previously, Derek has made statements about the mental capacity of some of these people who are, quote, zombies.
That is a lie. That is a lie.
In relation to their
ethnicity.
Yeah. Derek, what race is this guy?
Just put a picture
in. Oh,
my God, he's a pale black guy.
His beard
That's
looks
my
like
long lost brother.
His beard looks like a Brillo pad.
They found him sitting on the home's porch with blood on his hands and clothing and face.
Literally.
He was believed to be on a bad trip from ingesting K2. A synthetic drug.
K2. Isn't that like a
synthetic
cereal?
Synthetic weed.
Wow.
Not that I've had experience.
Apparently it makes you eat a K9.
Ooh. Yeah.
What about the K6 and 7 or something?
I liked it.
Not Special that K. I had experience, but I feel like that's not right.
I work at a mental health hospital.
Oh,
really?
We have a lot of psychotics who came in after smoking K2 and spice. And, yeah.
What does it do to you?
It's fake weed, but it also can very easily lead to psychosis.
Really?
And almost every patient who comes in who is there because of that is very violent.
Okay.
Does this guy know how to party or what?
I do.
Now, Jeff, if someone, not me, but someone my size came in on K2, but was very violent, what would you do?
Have Wait, sex with him?
Your size now or your size when you were 14 and training in Antonio?
All right. So
Cabana Boy.
So Cabana Boy rolls up in short shorts, high on K2. What do you do?
I'll teach him how to wrestle.
Do you tongue fuck his butt?
Yeah, I'm going to just go with that one. Better than anything else I could say.
All right, but seriously, I was actually interested in where this was going.
What we would do if they got violent?
Well, no. So they come in.
Oh, no, I'm just saying that I do believe that K2 does drive people crazy because.
But is it like temporary. Permanent or is it just when they're on it?
It can be permanent, yeah.
Really?
But now it's
not permanent.
Well, it's like any of those things where once it like it alters your chemistry, it can cause any kind of reaction.
Wow.
I'm glad I said no. Thanks for having a whole conversation while your mic's on, asshole.
And I'm sure it's not just no, the K2. I'm sure there's plenty of other chemicals.
Oh, no, obviously we're not just a hospital made up of people coming on K2. But
it's all people shopping at Getty.
Recently, we've had everybody from like 16-year-olds to like 40-something-year-olds who are just crazy and violent. Their parents come in. They're like, oh, well, he's never been like this before. And then we do a drug test, and it's K2 or spice or whatever you want to call it.
A lot of the zombie talk started with the bath salts. Is there any relation?
Bath salt is just another term for K2 pretty much.
Okay.
Wait,
it's the same
but
thing?
Don't you smoke?
It's more or less the same thing.
But don't you bath smoke salts, K2 and snort?
The bath salts you can snort. It's just fake cocaine. It's the same idea.
You base bath salts.
You can snort them.
You base it.
What does that even mean?
You put them in a spoon, you light it on fire.
You jump off it?
You can snort them too, though.
Wait,
you inject it or snort it?
You can, yeah.
I had no idea that you inject
can smoke
it.
You can smoke anything that's rock.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry that I'm not a fucking drug guru.
Guru. Wait a minute. Hang on. Have you gotten anybody that's drank hand sanitizer?
Hand sanitizer?
Probably, but not that I know of.
That's Sean, has K2 ever won any titles because of you?
Because of me? Probably. There's K-Quick.
When am I going to win a title because of you?
How much K2 did you do before you came here today?
Talk to your dad.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Talk to your dad K2. So that I can drop the belt to him.
Guys.
Well, first I need to talk to him.
Do you think PETA had a feeling on this guy who ate the dog?
Who?
How do you feel as a vegan about eating
animals? I don't think I want to eat a dog or a person.
I would
All right. But I feel like everybody in the room can agree that vegan or not, we're not going to be eating dogs.
But let's say you're just tripping face on fake weed.
Then I'd probably go for the dog, yeah, because it's different. Right.
You're not going to eat it.
Well, Jeff, say someone of my 14-year-old size comes. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Are you going?
I know the question.
Well, if I come in super violent, because I was probably a brick house as a 14-year-old.
Super violent. I'll take the soup.
By violent, I mean throwing bitch slaps everywhere. What would you do?
You would probably get tied to the bed and injected with several needles that would put you right to sleep.
I know what I'm doing this weekend.
By needles, do you mean dick?
Come on down.
Forceful dick.
Can't answer that.
I remember only a couple years ago in the locker room, I picked up a generic pad, and I said,
"Well, we do Pussy often change." We do often change in girls' locker rooms.
Yes, that's true. I said,
and I have urinated in the.
It just happened to be
box.
On the floor, and I was like, whose elbow pad is this?" And Sean goes, "It's my knee pad."
I go, "I'm sorry, my legs are so skinny that."
All right, we got to do a little bit of a lightning round here.
Oh boy.
9 o'clock already?
It's 9 o'clock, my friend.
Fuck
we need the lightning sound from Where in the World is Carmen
Sandiego.
Steve, whatever you're about to say, I will punch you in the dick if you don't stop.
If Sean wasn't in supersonic mode, it'd only be like 7:35 right now.
Seriously. Ooh. We would have got a lot more done.
More sound, less content. More sound, less content.
If I keep talking, no one will realize I'm stupid.
Yeah, if Sean keeps talking, no one will hear the... That was such a Vaughn.
Oh my God.
Such a Vaughn insult.
I've never heard anybody get burnt so bad in my life.
I have no fucking comeback. What do I say to this?
You have nothing. I'm just being silent.
How about if Sean just keeps talking to fill in all the gaps, no one will hear the loud buzz in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Rod Stewart's son got arrested. That was Vaughn. That's I what would start a do. News story, and he would cut right in with a punchline.
Rod Stewart's son got arrested.
Oh, my God. I sound like that.
Which, when he would do that, gave me the idea back then, which we never really got into what we do now, is the lightning round where he'll say a story, and we have to guess kind of like what happened.
Oh, good. I'm because, so glad that this sparked this.
Well, 5 years later.
I wonder how long it is. I have the bumper we put together of me screaming at Vaughn.
Yes.
I hope it sounds
Vaughn,
like
Vaughn, you did it again.
Oh, it's like 4 minutes.
Play it. Who gives a shit?
We'll play it on the way out.
Play it.
Let's do a little lightning round here.
Okay.
We'll do another guessing thing. And if anybody knows the story, please don't shout it out.
Oh, I know this one.
Damn it. I got arrested.
Spider-Man 3.
72-year-old man pulled a gun on his neighbor.
Oh, I know this one.
Mm-hmm. And he threatened to shoot him in the head.
Can I do this?
Why?
What, hang on, hang what on, did he do? Hang why on. Did he make him... Why did he
what did the fella do to deserve this guy to pull a gun at him and say he's going to shoot him in the head?
He's the neighbor.
The neighbor.
Okay. As somebody who's lived on my own for a while, I'm going to go to personal experience. I'm going to tell you what really annoys me that my neighbor has done.
Okay.
Constantly parking in front of my house.
Interesting.
Interesting.
That's Sean? A good reason.
Okay. Steve?
I'm going to go ahead and say... Fucking his wife real loud.
Wow.
Wow. Wait. Fucking his own wife or fucking the neighbor's Whoa. Wife? Either or. There's a loud fucking going on.
Whatever.
Something.
Matt knows already.
Can we come back to me?
Come back to me, Sean, if nobody gets it.
Leaving fecal matter on the front porch.
Ooh.
What? Shitting on the porch?
I was going to say it was going to be some animal fecal mattering.
Of course you feed. So like an animal shit, like a pet shitting in their yard.
In the yard, yeah.
You want to know what he did?
What did he do, Matt?
He farted.
He farted.
Yes!
It was audible through the door, and the old man came outside and pulled a gun on him.
Well, at that point, I think that's fair, though.
For farting.
He farted.
You break wind again, and I'm going to shoot you. Dude, that is the best thing I've ever heard in my life.
I feel like he was more of a Clint Eastwood, just like, you fart one more fucking time.
So that was the actual basis of No Country for Old Men.
That was the basis.
Consider this a warning.
Go
it was,
ahead.
It was just a director walking down the hallway and goes, oh, my God.
I actually know somebody that
Break
farted
my wind.
So loud that their deaf grandmother heard it from a room away. His grandmother was deaf. And heard him fart. Well, I don't
what
know.
What was that?
It might not have been sound. It could have just been the vibration.
That's probably what it was.
I think when someone goes deaf, their other senses heighten.
Of course.
She felt the vibration.
Yeah.
Good vibrations. I'm going to put it out there. Guys just love to fart.
Yeah.
I'm going to put it out there. Girls do too.
No, they don't.
They just don't tell anybody.
Every morning I wake up and I take that, you know, that long morning piss?
Mm-hmm.
You just stream it, then you get that one fart. It's just like a...
Yeah, the muscles relax, and then...
Every morning, no matter what fucking time it is, whether it's 2 a.m. or fucking noon, Fiance always yells in the other room, ew!
It's the cauldron of dying monsters. That's what I call it.
I haven't been called out on the fart, but I've been called out on the excessive length of the piss.
Oh, hello. Piss.
Are you done yet?
I know. I've pissed like 3 minutes straight. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Piss length.
I got a question. Sean sparks a question for me.
Okay.
When you guys take your long morning piss, and you have lightning round, and you have to fart during your piss, does your piss cut off when you fart, or can you do both at the same time?
I know, it comes out even faster.
Yes. It actually for me it actually forces it out.
I don't look at it as
mine usually cuts off.
Really?
I don't look at it as a fart. I look at it as a morning groan.
Wow.
You know when you want to go, that's what my ass is doing.
My ass.
Does your ass go crooked like that?
Does your ass get titles?
Probably. I wouldn't blame it.
Does your ass get force?
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Has your ass ever been forced open?
Tommy forced open.
After Mr. Bean.
All right, Man, next one.
In Japan, a woman whose baby lay dead for nearly a day while she chatted on the internet forums was arrested in Japan.
Just too many of those motherfuckers anyway. Yeah.
She knew that her 19-month-old Neo was running a high fever when she checked on him, but she left him lying on the bed unattended. And, he was dead there for about a day before she got off the internet and checked on him.
She just had to keep talking about Hello Kitty.
Yes.
Neo?
Hero Kitty.
She just wanted to...
Did she, like, plug a USB cable into the back of his neck or something?
Shit.
All right. Check.
I'm going to throw it out there. You know what? I'm going to go into this lady's defense. Okay. Partially. If a kid has a high fever, what do you let it do?
Sweat it out? I don't know.
Sweat it out, you let it sleep, right?
Fuck the fever out of it. What kind of... you live on?
Yeah.
You let it sleep. I mean, a day is a fucking long time. Like, a couple hours, we fucking check.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Okay.
And finally, a man has been arrested.
Got arrested.
for tampering with. Should we do another guessing thing?
Yes.
This is kind of vague, but.
Yeah, maybe. I'm just going to go ahead and say it.
Okay. Oh.
He was buying saline laxatives.
That was my guess.
Using them. Okay. And then returning them to the store for his money back.
What?
And the employees looking at the box
seemingly untampered, were putting them back on the shelf.
Oh, no.
They finally, he did this about three or four times. They finally caught on to his little game.
What do you
and,
mean about?
He was arrested, and they tested some of the laxatives and found fecal matter in them.
Yeah, that's wow. gross.
What
so he was
by
using
saline
it.
Saline laxative.
It's a little bulb that it with a long stem on it. You stick it up your ass and squeeze it.
Oh, it's like an enema.
Yeah, it's an enema.
Where do
much.
I get these?
I thought I was pushing
CVS.
My luck.
Isn't that a wrapper?
You just go to CVS.
I thought
thank
I,
you.
I thought I was pushing my luck by constantly returning headphones. Because I would buy a pair. They would like get fucked up because I'd use them in the gym. And then I'd buy a new pair, put the old ones in the case, and go and return them. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That was one of the first conversations
laxative.
We ever had when we first met.
I'm going to say that you can't put that back on the shelf.
Thanks, Matt.
Well, I guess it was still sealed because they do
obvious.
Have like a little sticker on it.
Yeah.
So I guess he did it.
Yeah, but how
so
easy
that
is
still,
that?
Like,
you just
sealed.
I mean,
peel
that
typical, sticker up
typical
and you put it back.
In any in a store, in any kind of product like that, it's pretty much they almost don't offer returns on them.
I've yeah. actually I've returned I bought what the fuck's it called? Hydroxycut. The weight loss fucking pill, and I didn't like it after using it for a week, and I still had the little plastic, like the it's almost like
top.
A foam kind of
yeah.
like the peel off thing, and it wasn't like fucked up.
Yeah,
so I super glued it back
on,
and then returned it, and it still looked like
yeah,
a new
looked legit.
Because you know, some asshole bought it. It said 60 tabs. Some asshole bought it, threw it on the counter, and goes,
"It was only 58.
What the fuck?"
Maybe Anna Nicole Smith bought it.
And now she's dead.
How do you feel now?
You killed her.
You
trim spa, baby.
Let's play this Vaughn thing before we leave.
Awesome.
Great, we're just gonna play it, and
this is from 5 years ago.
It is, but it was pretty funny.
But it seems like today.
So we are the Aristocrats. Kinda, yeah. Aristocratsradio.com is a website. Also, wearshare.us. WEAR share.us.
Thanks, Laura.
It's our little sponsor for today. And we'll see you next week. And this is me screaming at Vaughn. See you next week.
It's Gretz.
Speaking of Chinese people,
you know what?
Yeah.
Their DVD, I guess, bootlegs, whatever, have gotten so out of control that they already have Superman.
There it is,
Superman.
Spider-Man.
Shut 3. Up! God damn it! What the fuck is wrong with you?
What the fuck is
why
wrong
would
with you?
You recite a show, topic that I'm just about to read? Why would you do that? Why would you try to beat me to the punch?
I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Do you yell out people's jokes? I mean, it's just
sometimes
punchlines. It's just stupid.
That
it
was
just sounds
awesome.
Bad. It just sounds bad.
Whatever.
And you actually stumbled through it. And you actually went, Spider-Man 3. Why would you do that? That just makes no sense. Yes. Spider-Man 3 is already available on bootleg in China, and I'm sure... Vaughn's not laughing.
I like Vaughn. I'm still going to laugh.
Like, we have to know that you know that already. Next time you come over for the show, I'll lay out all the news, and you can put a big check mark next to all the ones you know. Oh, now he's pissed.
No, he's put us.
That reminds.
No, I'm not pissed.
It reminds me of a time when I. Oh no.
Oh. See, it's if gone. You would have farted, I would have forgave you.
Yeah.
See, now I can't. It's freaking total stage fright.
If you only had diarrhea of the ass instead of mouth.
Oh my God.
If Derek had to fart, would scurry to fart first?
Yeah. Ah, fart!
This reminds me.
Ah, burp! Ah!
All right, reminds you what?
Carly's still laughing.
It's funny because I read the headline over your shoulder and I looked at Vaughn, his arm flailing to get it out first.
He had to yell over me and everything. Jesus Christ.
And then Derek's impression was so good. Just how ridiculous it was.
It was very over the top, and I liked it. But anyway.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Vaughn, I have something to tell you. I'm pregnant. You're pregnant! I fucked you!
Is this how it's going to be?
Yeah.
That's how it's been. Where have you been?
No, I know.
That's
I
all
know.
We've done is made fun of you this whole time.
I know. The massive shit takes shit on me. And
fantastic.
Yeah. All right.
To make myself feel better.
I know.
So I get
what
I get
were
to
we talking about?
Spider-Man fucking stupid 3. Spider-Man 3.
What it's, happened?
It's
there's
passed.
Bootlegs of it already, and it's
so what?
It was
who
a nothing
a
story.
Shit?
It was a nothing yeah. story.
What?
But I thought it might spark a conversation into bootlegs or
it
whatever.
Did.
I don't know.
Let's
it
get
did.
Into it.
It started a rant on hatred and my fat ass.
Wow. Now he's gonna try and make me feel bad.
What? You're a cocksucker.
Not
no big
work.
Deal.
Not gonna work.
You're a cocksucker.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Why?
You always are.
Why?
You have been for years.
I'm nice to you off the air.
Maybe.
Occasionally.
No,
when you're drunk.
I'm very nice to you off the air.
Yeah, when he's drunk. There.
That's the only thing. That's the only thing.
No,
that we embellish on the show is we rip
you
part
sit
of
there,
the show.
You sit there and you're like, oh yeah, come over. I know why you guys want me over because it's, no. It's like, all right, target, hit him.
It wasn't like that in the beginning.
What?
Wow.
Yeah, all right, whatever.
You made yourself into that.
Yeah, really.
I didn't do anything.
You created this beast.
Yeah. You created yourself.
He won't admit it, but he did.
He did.
Yeah, fuck.
You made yourself an easy target.
Oh, well.
Sorry.
It's fine.
This is the way it is. Yeah. We don't do this off air.
He's grumbling. I like Vaughn. I really do. And I try not to laugh, but that was really, really funny.
Oh, it pissed me
off. I've been very good.
Well, you made for good radio, Vaughn, if that makes you feel
that
any
was
better.
Excellent, actually. Yeah. Well, not really, but. So anyway, yeah. They're out of control.
Good radio on a bad radio show.
They're the how many, was it? Yeah, I'm sorry. It was, who did it?
Oh, shit.
Chinese?
Yeah.